Yeah, so Peter, would you open up with a word of prayer, please, brother?
Sure. Father, I thank you for this Zoom fellowship and everyone here, Father. Thank you for the words that you have for us, that we can just hear what the things that our hearts and our minds need to hear. And thank you for all the great things you do for us, all the care you take for us every single moment of every day, Father. And again, just thank you for this time together, that it's sweet and it's profitable, and everyone gets really super blessed. And I thank you for that in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, bro. And that's the whole point of it, is that as we were talking just now about being led by the Spirit of God, everything in our lives, we pursue after God. And we put God at the center of our lives. And I was talking to somebody the other day, and this guy calls himself a man of God. He works as a security guard somewhere, and he was brought up with the Bible, brought up a church, and he goes to a church, and does everything very religiously. And as we were talking, he was talking to me about sharing about his circumstances, things going on in his life, like he does a lot, actually. And God just gives me things to give to him. And the thing I've urged him and encouraged him on a lot in the past is speaking in tongues. And he hasn't moved on it. His relationship situation has got very toxic. And, you know, when he, as he's sharing with me through, it's like you can see there's a spirit there that shouldn't be there. You can see it plainly. So I encouraged him, and, you know, with the speaking in tongues, kicking things off. Then he starts coming out with his opinions. I thought, that's where you're going wrong. Because you're forming your own opinions based on what you read in the Bible, and based on what you see at church, and based on what you think, rather than listening to what God is saying. I didn't say it like that to him. I said to him, well, I don't have opinions. I just want God, what God says to me. You know,
no.
I can recite any part of the Bible there is to recite. I can memorize scriptures. I can do it like there's no tomorrow. But it doesn't mean I'm being led by the Spirit of God, necessarily. If God's leading me to put these scriptures in my mind and come on, you know, remember, which isn't a bad thing either, then great. If God has shown me to do it, then that's great. But otherwise, you know, I don't even sit down and read the Bible hardly ever. But I do sit down and I do speak in tongues. I start my day speaking in tongues. I start my day with confessions. So I think, and a lot of my confessions are scriptural, but then I'm God, because God is alive today. And sure, he was alive in the Old Testament times, he was alive in the New Testament times, but he's also alive today. And he's still going to be alive when this generation passes. He's still going to be alive when we get gathered up to meet the Lord Jesus Christ in the air. God is still going to be alive when we come back with Jesus Christ to rule and reign, when he puts down all authority and rule and power and dominion. And God is still going to be alive when there's a new heaven and a new earth ushered in. However, are we going to still be reading scriptures then? Or are we just going to be naturally led by God? And Jesus, it reminded me of the works of the law. And it didn't dawn on me when I was talking to this guy. He was on about going back to the old religion and talking about works. And I'm saying to him, well, yeah, it's the works of righteousness we do now, by grace. But it didn't occur to me till after I was gone. He's talking about works, what the works of the law. But if you're under the law, you're fallen from grace. Christ is of no benefit to you. Right? It's true. If we're trying to perfect ourselves, then Jesus Christ died in vain for us. Because the whole point of his death, resurrection, and ascension into heaven was that we don't any longer do the works of the law. And I don't mean we can go around killing people, we can go around stealing, we can go around lying and all this business. No, because we're new creations in Christ. He's fulfilled the whole law and the prophets. So when we are born again of the Spirit of God, it's the same Spirit as Christ. So that's already fulfilled in us. We cannot perfect the flesh. It says so in the scriptures. The only thing we can do is look to God and be led by the Holy Spirit as his sons. So as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Even that says it in the scriptures, actually. So everything I'm saying, you can find in the scriptures anyway. Anything God will say to our hearts will not flow across purposes of what is written in the scriptures anyway. But it would just strengthen what has already been written before. And then we gain the understanding of it as he gives us the understanding. And I had no plans to share all that right now, but obviously God knows what the needs are in people's lives. I don't. And it just occurred to me to say that right now. For some reason. So if anyone is in a mind that we've got to follow rules and regulations, laws and things like this, check it with God first and see if that's the real plan for your life that he has. Because there's such great freedom in Christ as we enjoy the grace and be strong in the grace. So I didn't do these works today. Well, so what? I'm in grace. I'm not in works. And God is the one that desires to do the works within our lives. So, it's like when we were talking just now, and it came to my heart, you know, where Jesus Christ said, of my own self, I could do nothing at all. So all he was doing was following God the whole time. I believe he started his earthly ministry when he was 30 years of age, because when you're 30 years of age in Israel, back in that day and time, you're classed as a man, as an adult. Up until then, you're still kind of technically a youth or a young man. So he would have spent his life up until that point fulfilling every detail of the law. Then after that, he didn't break any of it either. But he began his earthly ministry, which was doing things nobody had ever seen done before. Healing the sick, raising the dead, cleansing lepers, casting out spirits, opening blind eyes, opening deaf ears, making the dumb to speak. Restoring people's health, restoring people's wealth. And anyone who came after him received these things from God doing the work. He said, it's not me doing the work, it's God through me. So he's following what his father's given him to do. And because he obeyed the father at every turning, he was the only one that could have given his life as a sacrifice for us all. We cannot do it ourselves, which is why he did it for us. When God gave the law, it's because the Israelites were crying out for something, and they kept on and on and on with God. In the end, he said, there. He was in writing, but you're never going to fulfill it. And another point is that, you know, if you want to go by the works of the law, you've got to fulfill the whole law, and you'll be judged out of the law. But when we stop our own works, it's like the Apostle Paul said to the Galatian church, who's bewitched you that you should follow another gospel, which is not another, but there's some that would trouble you and pervert the gospel of Christ, the good news of Christ, the good news that we're saved by grace, not works. They were coming, these Israelites were coming back in with the law over again. And Paul said, no, you began in grace. Why are you going on in works again? And it's funny because I don't know, but this was coming to my heart recently. Even since I had that conversation with that guy, and it was hitting my heart, I'm thinking, that's a good point. So am I needing to shore myself up on this anywhere? So let's look at me first in this category. For me, first, I have to look at myself. And what am I doing? Am I pushing Christ out? But, oh, I should do this, I should do that. Or am I actually saying, okay, You're in charge. You're the boss. You're the captain of my salvation. You're the author and finisher of my faith. I'm saved by your grace, Father. Thank you so much. In Jesus Christ's name. So why that's on my heart right now to say that, to emphasize that point, I don't know, but God does. And I just hope it can bless somebody's heart, because, you know, something that goes along with that is there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, those that have fully accepted Christ as their Lord and believe God raised him from the dead. And no condemnation. And then from then on in, I don't live to please myself. I say, Father, okay, what do you want me to be doing? So I connect where God gives me to connect with my minister, Lawrence. I honor God with my substance and first fruits of my increase. I don't just give it out to anybody anywhere. I don't share here, share there, share here and share there. I go one place, one source, my minister, because this is where I'm being fed. This is where I'm being encouraged. And through that feeding and encouragement, fresh manna daily that God pours on, I'm so thankful for them. You know, I'm stronger because of it. Inside myself, I am stronger. And the true prosperity begins in the heart, and God wants all of us prosperous. And it starts in the heart. Then our hearts and souls and minds knit together in that wonderfulness, in full flow with the Holy Spirit, following the things God's given us to do. And these are the works we're supposed to do. And we speak in tongues much. We honor, yeah, and we connect with the minister. And get one-on-ones going, right? Even if you don't know why, even if you don't know what to talk about, I don't know. And then, you know, I know Lawrence encourages us. We go to the Father with the things. Our first point of contact is God. Because then, without the connection with an appointed minister, like the Levites with the priesthood in the Old Testament, Melchizedek was before that even. He was high priest in Abraham's day, and Abraham went to him. Right? Even though Abraham was the friend of God and a great prophet, and there's nobody like him, yet he still honored the man of God as honoring God. And Jesus Christ is the high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So now God, through Jesus Christ, places the ministers in the body as it pleases God. And like I say, for me, this is Lawrence and Kim, my ministers in the gospel. So that's where I give my first fruits of all my increase. And I give the first and best part as well. And I believe God's going to open the windows of heaven and pour me out blessings. I believe there's not going to be room enough to receive them. He's going to increase the fruits of my righteousness, multiply on my seed, sown like a farmer sowing seeds, and gets crops back. And this is where God wants us to be at in our hearts and minds, thankful for what he's done and thankful for what he's going to do, as well as rebuking and devour up all our crops, right? Our lives, basically. Okay, and it's great because it involves a lot of fine-tuning and stepping up new levels for those that are really, really pursuing after the things of the true God. It's like Kim said many times, we don't play church. It's not that we just turn up once a week and be on our best behavior. And, look at me, God, I'm here. That's what all the churches promote. Loads of churches promote that. People just don't know why they're at the church, but they turn up. And then they hear a sermon preached, oh, wow, that was powerful. No, what is powerful is when the sick are healed, when the dead are raised, when salvation comes to a new person who's never heard the gospel before. Whatever their background is, whatever they were like, whatever. We were talking just now about homosexuals and lesbians. Hey, I don't give a hoot what a person's background is, what gender they were, or sexual orientation, or what race they are, or creed, where they are from on the planet. I don't care, because God doesn't look at any of that. Because what they're into, what people are into is what people are into. They're blind. They don't know. Which is why it's for us to be led by the Spirit of God, because only God knows what's in the heart of people, right? And then as we're led by that Spirit of God, the best things can happen. Like Jesus Christ was led by the Spirit, is the 12 apostles, plus 112 more people on the day of 108 more people on the day of Pentecost, together with them, if they hadn't been doing the same as they were instructed to do, 3,000 souls that day wouldn't have been saved. But they didn't know about those 3,000 souls, but God did. And it's that this is what happens and when we're led by the Spirit of God. We get the best situations. So we pray with desire to the Father for the laborers as well. You know, the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. So we need to keep desiring and praying to the Father for the laborers for his harvest as well. And, you know, it's not about putting people down. Even on here, it's not about putting people down. It's about encouragement and building people up. When I mentioned to this guy the other day again about speaking in tongues, he said, well, you can't judge me for not speaking in tongues. I said, no, I'm not judging you. I said, I'm trying to encourage you because I know how good it is. And he kind of, he's not used to that. He's used to the different system of operation, but whatever. If he hears me, he hears me. If he doesn't, he doesn't. It's not my business. It's not my deal. I go on my way. Like as we were saying just now, I go about my business. I'm not looking for someone to speak to or not to speak to. I'm just looking to God. What's the next thing, Lord? Where do you want me going? What do you want me doing next? And it is absolutely such a great life and a free life in Christ. And it's in Christ. And when we are there, that's when it counts the most. I had a great blessing this morning and testimony to share now as well. My mum was worried about paying bills and it's taken years. She does pray. She does believe, but in her own way. God love her. And living back there at the moment, 2 years ago, she had a bill through for the year. Gas and electric combined was £1,100. And it's like higher than she's ever known. I thought, oh, this is serious. Okay. So, okay, well, Father, you've got to cover this. I don't know. The following year comes along. And I'm looking to God and I'm saying, well, I don't know how to cover these bills. So Father, I just thank you for making that bill cheaper for her, these bills cheaper for her, because I know you can do it. You've taken care of Lawrence and Kim all these years. And you know what I do? I honor God with my substance and first fruits for my increase. So who's my provider? God. I'm not the provider. Neither is my mum. Neither is the government. Or the people of this world, the systems of this world, they're not the providers. God is. If he's not, then they're getting it from someplace else. So I said, Father, it's in your hands. And to be honest with you, I never used to think to pray for things like this. But I did. The following year, her bill was £800-something. That's sliced down from 11 to 8. That's £300 less. She was delighted. And now, 2 days or 3 days ago or something like this, she said to me, oh yeah, she's got to go and pay the bills again soon. And then I saw her this morning and said, morning, Mum. She said, oh, I got to go and go out to the bank and pay the bills. She said to me, guess how much it is? I said, what? She said, £500-something. I'm like, wow, 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 wow. Yes, God. It's less than half the price of what she was paying 2 years back. And I said, you see, God is good, isn't he? And then she said, mind you, we've had milder winters, so we haven't had to have the heat on so much. I thought, yeah, but God is still good. It's still God that's done it. And then I shared with her, I did pray to God about these things. I said, you see, it works. And she just had the biggest grin across her face that I've seen for a long time. I was just totally, blown away. I'm really blessed out of my socks with that. Because like I said, for a long time in my life, I didn't really pray about these sort of things. It was other things I'd be praying about. And it was, at first it was like, okay, I need to pray to God about it. Quite literally, I am not my sufficiency. My job is not my sufficiency. The government is not my sufficiency. The believers are not my sufficiency. Neither are the unbelievers. But God is my sufficiency. And we hear it so often said, we're on God's economy. Well, that's what it means to be on God's economy. We honor him with our substance and first fruits, all our increase, but giving to the minister of the speeding us the gospel, the good news, right? Now, if it comes to my heart after I've done my honoring God, if God wants me to bless somebody with something, hey, I'll do it. If I know it's of God, I'll do it. If I don't believe it's of God, I wouldn't. It's as simple as that. Because the money I have left belongs to God as well. I'm responsible for stewarding that money, as well as every aspect of my life. I'm responsible for stewarding my thoughts, my heart, my soul, and the actions I take, the words that I speak. And I'm not saying I'm going to do it perfectly, because none of us are perfect. Only Jesus Christ is perfect. Which is why we thank God, because he can still forgive us when we do slip up. Right? And that's grace, and that's mercy. And these are the things we do not have to earn. That's what's in my heart right now to share with everybody tonight. And thanks, Carl Morton, for kicking things off just now. That really inspired my heart, actually, when you said about, you know, the things of God. And our brother Aurangzeb, when he was saying just now, to listen to the things God would say. And this is what it's all about. And, you know, we speak by the Spirit of God even on here. So, God bless you all. Thank you very much for listening to me. And thank you very much for asking me to share. And I'd like to ask Carl Morton to go next, please.
Wow, thank you. Oh, that was quite a blow. I didn't expect this early. But thank you so much anyway. That's wonderful. I'm blessed to be able to be on, and blessed to see that there are so many people on. Exciting people. We are a part of a wonderful body of Christ where Christ definitely works within us to willing to do of God's pleasure. And I'll tell you what, life is wonderful. And what would it have been without Christ? An empty space, actually. And I wouldn't be there, so it would definitely be empty. There was something that I thought of here the other day, and that was something that puzzled my mind in regard to a statement that was made a while ago, saying that, making the statement that there was an alternative truth. And this alternative truth was then meant to be a different truth than the one in public general opinion was of truth. And I thought, that's kind of odd. That's funny. But the more I thought about it, people have different thoughts on what's right and what's wrong. And unless we go to God and check out what's right and what's wrong, we will be in the soup anyway. Anywhere we stand, whether we think that we are on this side of the fence or the other side of the fence. I mean, I might as well say that my opinion is the better truth than anyone else's. But that means I'm taking God's place and saying that my word is greater than anyone else's word. And then I thought, hasn't it been the fact that most people, before we got born again, before we realized what the word of God really is all about, and seeing that God is the source of all knowledge, isn't it so that all the truth that we held on to was actually an alternative truth? Because mankind thought about this as being the only way of living before we got born again, and we lived by the senses. Everyone thought that this was the way of life, and everything else was strange, And you can consider that being right. In other words, we accepted that sickness was a part of the normal living, that you had an empty bank account, that life was lousy and everybody spat on you. And we accepted that because that was the truth of living. That was the way it was all supposed to be. So the alternative truth came when God poured out we actually accepted his word to be the truth, because that's the only truth that there is. Any alternative truth to the word of God is a lie. No matter who says so, no matter who claims their alternative way of thinking and living is better than anybody else's, okay, consider it unto what God is saying, and then we have the truth, the only truth, and that's the alternative truth that I would like to hold on to in my life. As for me and my family, we serve the God. We have chosen to serve God, and we live unto God to the best of our or God's ability within us. So that when God inspires us to do according to his desire and his will, we are really living the truth. Then we are experiencing the truth. And there's no sickness. There's no empty bank accounts. There's no one spitting in your face. Because what you're saying is, well, if they do, so what? The word of God is the only truth that is necessarily the only thing to hang on to live on and live according to. So, when we wake up in the morning, we have a choice to make, and that is, do I like to follow my alternatives, my surroundings? That's what I mean. If the surroundings takes preeminence in my life, that means I might as well pack up my things, because then life is lousy. I read the saying, and that is, a ship on the ocean stays afloat, but the reason why a ship sinks is not the water around it, but all the water that might come into the ship. That's what makes the ship sink. In other words, if we let the surroundings around us sink into us, that's what makes us sink. So, not think, but sink. In other words, drain, drown. So that means we ought to stay above our circumstances, above whatever might be thrown at us, whatever people might think. What we are saying is not according to what they think is the truth. I don't care. Really, I don't care. Because I know that the word of God is the only truth that matters. And as long as I do that, I keep all those surrounding difficulties from getting onto me, and it doesn't affect me, because my life is a victory. My life is victorious when I walk with Christ, and he already won whatever is thrown against us. So that whatever we might stand up against, it can be something that we can see from distance, or it might be something that is thrown at us. Jesus Christ said to the disciples that you say unto this mountain, lift up and jump into the sea. It will happen. And that's what we are supposed to do when we are facing difficulties, when we are facing situations that is addressing us, because we don't have any need of being influenced by these surroundings, because God is so much greater than that. He's so much bigger than that. And he's on our part. He's for us. He's always living for us, and he's always there guiding us and leading us. And I mean, if we are leading a child, we wouldn't lead the child into difficulties, would we? So does God lead us into difficulties? No, he doesn't. He leads us into safe areas where we are winners, where we always win victory, because that's God's way of being. His heart to us is so big, is so enormous, and his grace means that we can leave it to him. He knows the best, and all I can do is say, thank you, God, for guiding me. Thank you, God, for loving me. And thank you, God, for being so generous and to always being present for me. So no matter what time of the day or night, even, that I pray to God, he's always listening. He's always there for me. And I must say, when my kids grew up, I wasn't always there because I had a job to do. And I, in retrospect, you would think that, oh, you would hope that you didn't spend this much time at work away from the kids. But that's a way of life. And God, his work is to look after us. His job is to bless us. His presence is there always for us. And that's why he also blesses us with everything that he is. He made us perfect. He made us so that we can stand up against the circumstances that is facing, that we are faced with, so that we realize who we are, that we can see our identity, and we can see the ability that we have. And in that situation, we will always win, because God likes winners and God likes me. So I'm always blessed thinking of big old daddy. He is wonderful. And he loves me. I know that. And I definitely love him. So, okay. I look forward to listening to each and every one of you guys, what you have on your heart. So, love adventures. And this is it from me. Love you guys.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love what you shared about the ship on the ocean. Yeah. It's great. It's a great analogy of what we let into our minds. And if we let the stuff of the world into our minds, it's going to bury us. It's going to put us under. But if we let go of all that, just not even worry about what the world's doing, we just focus on God. And we go up and we stay up above it. I love that. Thank you, Carl Martin, very much. That was great sharing. Thank you. So next, Tandra, would you be blessed to share, please, sister?
For calling on me, it's such a, let me get the camera going. It's such a blessing and a privilege to fellowship with God's people. Love you all. So thankful to the Father for many blessings and just for being there, working in my life. I know there's 100 things I could share right now, and I had something in mind earlier, and now it's not hitting my brain. But I will say that walking with God is awesome. And as we walk with him and endeavor to do right before him and listen to his spirit, because we're not going to be perfect, we're not always going to do it. He knows our hearts, and he blesses us, and he also takes care of us. And just thankful for his many, many blessings. It's just sometimes it's pretty amazing how the Father works in our lives. And, you know, we should speak in tongues much, you know. It makes such a difference as far as how sharp we are spiritually and how much God is able to work in our lives. It's very, very powerful. So the other night I could not sleep well. I was having trouble sleeping. Well, I woke up in the night and couldn't fall back asleep because I went to bed a little early and couldn't fall back asleep. And I took the time just to speak in tongues about some things and pray. And then I fell back asleep, woke up like an hour later to go to work. And it's amazing how much more joyful and peaceful you are after you had your own little session of speaking in tongues much and praying about some things to the Father. So if you ever can't sleep, I highly recommend it. Mom used to always say that. She would say that she would speak in tongues to go to sleep if she was having trouble sleeping. Doesn't necessarily work for me, but I sure wake up a lot more peaceful and blessed. And that's the only thing that came to my mind and heart this time. Love you all. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you, Kendra, for sharing. That is really wonderful. I would like to ask Jane Casanova to share next, please. Jason just gone to the toilet. Jane, would you like to share next?
Yes, yes, I couldn't get this mute button off of here either. But this phone, I think I dropped it once too many times and it roams around.
Over it, mate.
Anyway, welcome back, Lawrence. It's so good to see you on this call. I have been enjoying this new time of my life. I used to travel like you do, and it's just I'm glad you're doing it now, because after you get to be 80 years old, you have so many things that you could be doing. You have to choose and pick. But I'm glad that Carl talked about the ship sinking only when the water gets in too much. So and it's really the waters of the world, and we all have those waters, but I'm beginning to see that God keeps bailing me out, and I'm beginning to see that God wants the best for us, and so every day is a challenge. It's a new day, but I have still been believing for these people on dialysis here in Grapevine and Dallas-Fort Worth. There are so many dialysis centers over here. And when I hear all these wonderful Christians talking about, it's Christ in me, it's Christ in me, I just wish I could get their phone number and get them to come with me to talk to these people, because these people really need the love of God, and they need to see the power of God. And I really think that we would have a whole lot more fellow laborers if we could share with people the power of God and the love of God, that He already took care of our healing. Jesus Christ gave His very life, His flesh and blood, for our healing. He gave His last breath willingly so that He could give His life, because He knew that God required it of Him. And God took care of everything. Jesus didn't know the whole plan. He only knew what was revealed in the Old Testament. And now we have the New Testament and the mystery and the body of Christ. And we have so much more knowledge. So I just encourage everybody to get together. I mean, I've been encouraging people to get together with me so we could go and talk with people. They just don't get it. You know, Jesus went to the pool of Siloam, and he went, Peter and John, they went to the temple and they found that blind man, or the man there that couldn't walk. They didn't stay in their homes and wait for people to come to them. They went out there, and Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none," because the guy was begging. He couldn't do anything to make money for himself, so he was begging. And Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And that is the ability that we have, the the joy that we have to impart God's power to people. And I just want to tell these people on dialysis, your kidneys are healed in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, because they are depending on knowledge, knowledge that the doctors have, and knowledge that they've had all their life. And I was so glad to hear Carl, because I agree with Carl. We have been listening to knowledge our whole life. And I was, loved God because my parents loved God, but I didn't know him. I didn't know what he was about. I didn't understand the resurrection, although I knew there was such a thing, because when I was even little, we went to church and we saw that the stone was rolled away. But I am so glad God is the one that kept me from sinking, because the waters kept coming in the boat. And I could have sunk at any time, but I'm beginning to see that God has kept me afloat. And so I'm glad to be here today. I want to thank you all for being here, for being in the body of Christ where it pleases God. And I want to also mention 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2, that says that when we speak in an unknown tongue, we speak not unto men, but unto God. Now that is just incredible. I said so many Hail Marys, and I even prayed the Our Father like Jesus taught us to do. But it turns out he taught the disciples to do that. He didn't teach me. I got born again because I found out that God sent Jesus Christ to be the Messiah, and I believed. And then I heard that God raised him from the dead, and I believed that too, and I received salvation. Isn't that something? It was that simple. But I didn't know what I had until I found out what the Word of God said. So I really encourage you all to study the Word of God and look at it from God's point of view, because it was written for our learning. And God does inspire you, and he will show you if you have questions, because I have a lot of questions. And I've gone to God so many times. And in the beginning, I didn't know that God could talk to me, but I always heard God tell me, I'll always be with you. And after the first time, I didn't know it was him. I didn't believe it was him because I didn't understand. But the second time I heard it, I said, oh, no, I'm not going to reject God anymore. That's got to be God. God really was always with me. And so I really appreciate it. I'm sorry I couldn't be there in Florida and in India with y'all. But I've been there with you in spirit and in truth. And I love you, and I'm so happy that you blessed all the believers there. And I'm so happy that you're back safe, and you can be with Kim and the puppies, and you can bless her again, because I know she's so blessed. And I know now that you don't need people to bless you, because God is always with you, but it sure helps. So I'm so happy that we're in the body where it pleases God. And I thank you all for calling in. And I thank you, Lawrence, for making this available, because this is just incredible. This is like the first time in the whole world that this has been made available. And you jumped on the bandwagon and you made it available when I just didn't understand that what good it was doing and how it was encouraging me. But now I do, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I hope that you have a really great week and a great weekend. I love y'all.
Jane, bless your heart, darling. And it was great that we got to see you anyway when we come to the US, and you're always in our hearts and in our minds and our prayers. We love you dearly. Gorgeous.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you've got a wonderful heart, Jane, and it always shows when you're on here, and you lift everybody. You've got this way, and you're lifting everybody, putting a smile on people's faces. So thank you for sharing what you shared. You've got an amazing heart, absolutely amazing heart.
Thank you.
I can't thank you enough for sharing what you just shared. And We're all very thankful to God for what he's doing and working in Lawrence to do this fellowship. And in Kim, you know, And between them, God works in them. And what can you say? Things are happening. So in people's lives. So on that note, thank you again very much, Jane. I would like to come back over to Bristol and ask Danny and Amber to share, please.
Hey, everyone. God bless you all. In the wonderful name
God bless you. God bless you all.
Can you hear me okay, Jace?
Yeah. Yes, great.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, yeah, God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And it's a real great opportunity to be on here again with you tonight, today, or whatever part of the world you're in whatever time zone. God truly has blessed each and every one of us with such a great day, great life. He's given us so much vision and desire, fellowship, fun, excitement. And God is just showing us all, when we keep our mind on him, when we stay focused with him, he directs and leads us through every situation. If the situations or life is calm, or if there's a storm, God is absolutely with us within every moment of every day. He says he never leaves us nor forsakes us, and that he's graven us, his children, in the palm of his hand. And he loves us with such a deep and burning love, you know, that he wants us to really flourish and grow and experience his love, experience his way of living. God absolutely wants us to experience his way of living. He wants us to experience everything Jesus Christ experienced and greater. And today we all have so much opportunities in front of us, and God is able to just blossom and bloom and give us great insight to many, many things. If that may be healing, if that may be finances, if that may be peace, if it may be relationships, whatsoever we need, we know God is there to work in us, work through us, and to answer our prayers. And right now, it's a time to take our authority, really take our authority in who we are in Christ, standing on the truth that God has reconciled us back to him. And now we have the ability to reconcile others back to him. He's given us the ministry of reconciliation. And so when he tells us to step out, when we step out in faith, when we make the move, he goes to work. He goes to work very, very quickly. Nothing with God needs to take time. Things can happen very quickly, very swiftly, and because God's at work. And he's showing me at the moment, he's really encouraging me, and he's encouraging all of you, that he loves us all so much, that he's equipped us with everything that we need. There is actually nothing else that he needs to give us for us to be able to fulfill the plans and the purpose that he's set before us. The path that he designed us to walk on, we can walk on that. But we have to take hold and speak what we want into our future. So when God puts a desire in our heart, or God says something to us, or God is encouraging something to us, we then have the responsibility to speak it into manifestation, remembering that whatsoever we speak, we're speaking from the right-hand side of God. Whatever we're doing it from the right-hand side of God. We're not doing it as Amber in the world anymore. We're doing it as Amber Christ seated on the right-hand side of God. And our words and our actions have weight. They have effect. We might not even understand the effect that our words or our actions may have. But I'm telling her, I'm saying to everyone, I'm saying to myself, as God is speaking, our words and our actions have effect. And whatever we're doing each day, whatever we're saying each day, is leaving an impact in our life or in others' lives who may be around us. And so with the authority that we've been given, we can be very bold be very confident, not arrogant, but bold and confident in the things that God is directing our heart to do. And so there are things that are going to continue to be encouraged in our lives every day, every week, every month, every year. And those things are what's keeping us on a strong foundation. For instance, speaking in tongues, honoring God with our substance, walking by the Spirit, being led of the Spirit, connecting where God is encouraging us to connect, praying for laborers. You know, there are five key elements that will keep us on a strong foundation. And when we stay on these fundamental things with heart, you know, doing things with heart, doing it unto God, not doing it unto ourselves or unto man, or even because we're going to gain anything from it, but truly doing it unto God, having faith that when we sow our seed, God is faithful to multiply it and to multiply the fruits of our righteousness and to make all grace abound towards us. When we're speaking in tongues with a pure heart, knowing that it's faith that's, it's the faith behind that where we're communicating with God. We may not even feel anything when we're speaking in tongues. We may not even have anything when we're speaking in tongues. For me, I've been focusing speaking in tongues a lot over the last couple of months, really focusing in on that, where God's inspired me to do this. And some days I don't feel anything. Most days I don't feel anything. But I know that it's perfect prayer to God, like you shared, Jane, in Corinthians, you know. It's perfect prayer. It's God's language. So with a heart of obedience, with a pure heart, doing it in faith, I know that mighty things are taking place spiritually, that God is listening to me, that God is hearing me, that God is communicating with me when I'm speaking in tongues, when I'm manifesting the Spirit that He's given me. Because it doesn't matter what we're feeling, what we're seeing, the senses that we've got going on. What matters is faith, you know, faith that God is and absolutely doing what He's promised to do. So when we honor God with our first fruits, He's promised to increase the fruits of our righteousness. When we speak in tongues, He's told us that that is perfect prayer to Him. You know, when we connect where we're being encouraged to connect. This is all throughout the scriptures. The connection, people might not like the word connection. Maybe we all know on here what that means, but people outside of this fellowship, or new people beginning, they may not understand that word or really know. But it's Jesus Christ encouraged the disciples, you know. He encouraged people to go directly to God, but then people still came for the encouragement. People still came to get the word of life. People still came to get that fresh bread from heaven. And God really speaks into all of our hearts. God is the source. We never take away that God is the source. We go to Him. He's the one that leads us. He's the one that gives us the wisdom, the inspiration, the guidance. He's the one that speaks into our heart. But the connection is where we're getting encouragement, where we're being fine-tuned, where we're being sharpened in an area, where we're able to fellowship and be like-minded, one accord, you know, where we'll be able to be on the same page, moving in the same direction, fulfilling the purpose and will of God. And we know the purpose and will of God is for us to flourish and grow, to prosper and to be in health. So when we're really strong on our fundamental, our foundation, then we're always going to flourish and grow. It's like being planted by the fountains of living water. Is we're going to bear fruit in every season. Our leaves are always going to be green. We're never going to dry up. We're never going to reduce back to how we were or the things we used to go through. We're going to continue to increase, continue to grow, continue to bear fruit, continue to receive wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Because it's okay having knowledge, it's okay understanding the scriptures, it's okay reading, but knowledge will only take us so far. We have to do and apply. We have to do what we're being encouraged to do every day we have to apply the words from God in our life. And when we apply it and we execute it with love and obedience in our heart, with faith, then God really reveals himself to us. Because we can just learn and learn and learn and learn, but until we step out and move, we're not actually going to know if what we're learning is right. You know, it's like baking a cake. You can read the recipe on how to bake a cake for 20 years, but unless you actually go and get the ingredients to bake that cake, you're not going to know what the cake tastes like. You're not going to know what it's going to look like. You're not going to know if you can do it or not. So it's a basic principle that when we do and apply the things God is putting in our heart to do, when we're listening to the encouragement, the sound encouragement from God, and we apply it, then we're going to see results. We're going to constantly be increasing. We're going to be seeing mighty works. We're not going to be in the same position year after year or hearing the same thing year after year. We're going to be really like that jet plane, like super fast, moving in a super fast speed with God. And the way we walk with God is by being led of his spirit, doing what he puts in our heart to do, listening to what the word of God is saying to our heart. You know, we know it says in the scriptures that men or women shall not live by bread, physical food alone, but by every word that is proceeding, so continuously proceeding out of the mouth of God. We need spiritual food. We need spiritual strength. We need to be strengthened. None of us can walk this walk on our own. None of us can be lone wolves, you know, out in the dark. We are to be reconciled together, so that we're strong, moving in the same direction, so that others can be reconciled in the same way. Just like the apostles, they were together, breaking bread, fellowshipping. You know, even when Jesus, because Jesus wasn't around, he was only around for a short time. So that shows us that no man or woman is around forever. So that's why we only put our trust and hope in God. That's why we only look to God in all things and rely on God as the source of everything that we need. But the people that God's putting around us and the leaders and the ministers that are sharpening us and encouraging us, when we listen to that direction and we listen with heart and we focus in and move and apply, then we see great outreach, great growth on a very fast speed. It's not like we're in the slow lane, but we're in the fast lane, moving with God. Because God is about increase. He's about increasing our finances, keeping us in health, us increasing in relationships. We're having big desires. You know, when we see one desire come to pass, it gives us joy to want to desire something much bigger. He gives us big vision. You know, we enlarge our territory. He does great things. He's God Jehovah. I think as men and women, we can get into the repeated way of just doing the same old thing and thinking that's what God wants for our life. But it's not. God wants us to always look forward. He wants us to always expect great things. He wants us to be out of our comfort zone. He doesn't want us to be comfortable all the time in just the things that we're doing. He wants us to really see his mighty hand at work. And the way that we see that mighty hand at work is by being humble, being meek, being focused, keeping our eyes single, not letting the things going on in the outside world distract us, not letting family or situations distract us, not letting our health distract us, not letting our finances distract us, but keeping a heart of gratitude, a heart of thankfulness, being obedient unto God, being obedient unto the men and women that God have put in front of us, and serving one another in love, you know, and then walking in his truth, saying the things God says about us. Amber, I've graven you in the palm of my hand. You know, you, no weapon that is formed against you will prosper. You know, you are a blessed woman. Jane, you are a blessed woman. You are blessed with all spiritual blessings. You know, we are abundant in every area of our life. God has said so many wonderful promises, and he didn't just say them and write them in the Bible. He's saying them today. He's speaking life into our situations today, but he wants us all to know that our words are very powerful. Our words have great impact, and we are speaking from the right-hand side of God, so we have to watch what comes out of our mouth. We have to be careful what we're saying. We have to be careful with how we're acting and how we're presenting ourselves around people. We want to show that love of God. You know, we don't want to condemn people or put people down. We want to really love people with that love of God. And sometimes that love is challenging. Sometimes we have to be bold. Sometimes God puts things in our heart that we have to do that seems uncomfortable or seems challenging. But when we say it from the mouth of God and the person who's receiving it applies it, then we see great results. We see great power. We see, just like Moses, when he went to Pharaoh, you know, God spoke through Moses, let my people go. Moses could have not have gone and kept his mouth shut. And then what would have happened, you know? So, and Pharaoh's heart was hard. He didn't listen. So we can learn a lot just from that little a bit of information that God has revealed to us, that if we listen to the voice of God coming through the leaders and the ministers and we apply it with faith, then we will see great results. And God wants us all to see great results. He doesn't want none of us to be poor. He doesn't want any of us to be sick. He doesn't want any of us to be challenged or discomforted or not living the abundant, blessed life. He wants us to live the abundant, blessed life. He wants us to have our focus on him. He wants us to be so firm on that solid foundation where we're unmovable. You know, the apostles, they were unmovable. They were unmovable. When Paul went through everything he went through, he was unmovable. He went for it. He really went for it. And he only was led by the direction of God. So let's all just be led by the direction of God. Pray for the laborers. Really pray for those people such as should be saved. Pray for those ones that are desiring to come to the knowledge of truth so that God will send Ekbalo, throw them into our path so that we can minister and speak words of life without judgment. And let's walk by the Spirit. Let's be led of that Spirit. Those who are led of the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And we are all sons and daughters of God. We don't want to be led of the scriptures. We don't want to be led by our friends or led by the news or led by the situations going on in the world. That's carnal. We want to be led of God. We want to be led of his holiness. We want to be led by his right hand. And the way we do that is by inclining our ear unto him with a heart of gratitude and humbleness. Let's stay connected. Let's fellowship much. Let's encourage one another unto love and good works. Let's speak the truth in love. And let's speak in tongues much. Speak in tongues much. Even if you don't feel anything, that's okay. That's great if you don't feel anything, because it really shows faith more, you know. And it's the just that shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. So speak in tongues much and honor God with your first fruits. It might seem like, well, every fellowship, that's all we hear. Someone talking about it. It's because it's so important. Mine and my husband's life has changed dramatically because we have not moved from them five fundamentals in the last 4.5 years. And the honouring God is where it started. You know, we really sow that seed with faith and expectation unto God. We don't look about where we're sowing it. We sow it where we're being encouraged and fed. We sow it unto God. And then we expect from God. We expect great things from God. We don't know where our finances are coming from. We didn't know where Danny's van was coming from. We don't know where certain things are coming from. But what I am 100 million% sure of is that God's heart is for his children to have whatsoever they desire. God's heart is for his children to prosper and to be in health. God really wants us to really see his abundance in this day and time. He doesn't want us to be scrimping and scraping. He doesn't want us to be worrying about where our finances are coming from. And I'm 36 years of age, and for 20 years of that, I was thinking and worrying about where money was coming from, you know, maybe not 20, maybe 22 years, but constantly worrying, like, where's money coming from? Working 90, 100 hours a week. From the day I was able to work, I got a job, and I would work, really work hard, really put my whole life and soul and energy into my job, whatever job I had, and dedicated and earning very small amounts. And I was putting all that money into bags with holes. I never had any nice things. I wasn't able to travel. I don't even know where our money went. But then when we made that decision to honor God with our first fruits, not what's left over, not when the bills are paid, but our first fruits, when me and Danny made that committed decision with God unto him that we were going to do what he put in our heart every time we had any income come in, our life dramatically changed. I work like maybe 12, 13 hours a week now. And I worked 80 hours a week. It's incredible, you know. And it's God's grace. We've traveled this year. We've been to India for three weeks. We're off to Spain in a couple of weeks. And then by the grace of God, we're going to America in September. And I know God has other things in between those things arranged. And I'm not saying that to be boastful in any way. That is not my heart. My heart is just to share that this is God's will and desire for all of you. So for me to go from a place where I couldn't even go to the end of the street, I was basically like begging bread, to now traveling like the world and having whatsoever God desires for my life, what, I only have one answer for that. And that answer is God. He brings, he's the source. God makes all grace abound towards our account. He multiplies that seed sown. And then what happens is we just continue to move in faith. We don't wait for everything to become good and everything to be happy and money to be in the bank and then to think, oh, well, it's okay. God's done what he needs to do. I can just not speak in tongues today or not do these things, you know, because there's a day, every single day is a brand new day with God. We cannot think about yesterday. It's gone. And we don't want to think about tomorrow. We want to live in a 24-hour period. And every one of us in a 24-hour period, no matter what is in our banks, no matter what we got planned, no matter what we look like or what is going on, God wants us to have such a need for him, such a want for him, such a desire for him, so he can lead us and direct us and inspire us and encourage us and keep us in that place where we're happy and abundantly blessed in our heart, our mind, our soul, and just continue living unto him with much, much grace. And then we're able to show that love and grace to others and to show others what they're missing out on. What they're really missing out on, and they're missing out on the glory and love of God in their life. So, yeah, I'm just really excited for the future. God has blessed us all so much. We're so blessed. Like, today is a great day. Tomorrow's going to be an even better day. He has so many plans for us. It doesn't matter if there's a child of 1 year old or if somebody is 105 years of age. God has a plan, a destiny, a purpose for each and every one of us. He works in us all greatly. We are all so individual to him. And like I shared at the beginning, he's graven us in the palm of his hands. You know, he said no weapon, nothing, absolutely nothing that tries to come against you will prosper. So we have to speak it. Nothing will prosper. When situations arise like a storm, be still. Storm, you leave. Finances, you change around. You become into my bank or health. I speak life to my health or whatever God inspires in that moment. But remember, your words are very, very powerful. You're very powerful people. The same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is living within you. And you have the power to make mighty things happen in your life, but in all the people's lives around you. And it does take an obedience. It takes a love and obedience unto God. It takes faith of doing things with heart, doing things with joy and excitement, praising the one true living God in all things, no matter what the circumstances look like, knowing he's taking care, knowing he's the source. And I say about the five fundamentals is because if we keep hot on them as an individual, you know, it kind of, in Ephesians, when it says like, gird up your loins, the breastplate of righteousness, the hat of salvation, all of that, that's what we're doing when we stay hot on these fundamentals. It's not that we make it a law or a tradition, or if we don't do something that we feel bad or condemn or think God's not going to bless us. No, that's tradition. That's wrong doctrine, wrong teaching. God is just encouraging us that this foundation, these fundamentals, will really keep us on guard, will keep us vigilant, will keep us sober, will keep us understanding and seeking the truth. And it's the truth that will set each man and woman free. So that's what I wanted to share tonight. God bless you guys, and here's my wonderful husband.
Wow, that was great. Really, really awesome, and just very, very simple. So God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and very blessed to be on here, very blessed to hear everyone share and just to hear your hearts and just what a God we serve, right? We serve a mighty God. And so, you know, we get to live this life with great joy and great peace and prosperity in everything we do. And as Amber was saying, you know, God really wants us abundantly blessed. He wants us ahead in everything, and he really wants us to be fruitful. And so how do we become fruitful? How do we become fruitful in our walk? How do we, you know, manifest this abundant life? How do we manifest the power of God? And, you know, again, it's very, very simple. You know, we have two ways to go. We can go the carnal way, or we can go the spiritual way. And so when we just take that thought every day, okay, so what road will I take today? And so when we go on God's road, on the simple road, life, the road of life, which is saying what we want, not what we see, you know, speaking good, right? This is so important. Speaking good, believing it with all your heart. Just like when we believe God raised Christ from the dead and we confess with our mouth. We confessed it and believed it and we manifest it by speaking in tongues. So like everyday living, not just because we're on fellowship, that we put our spiritual hat on, we, you know, go through the motions of fellowship. But every day we're living this. Every day we're taking that stand. Every day we're saying what we want, not what we see. We're speaking the truth. We're saying what God says. And that takes every day to do. And when we choose that road, the narrow road, even though it's narrow, it's very simple to walk on. And so this is what we do. We speak life. We don't consider the things going on in the world. We don't consider what the news may be saying or what our neighbor may be saying, but we're looking to speak those heavenly words. We're looking to speak from the right hand side of God, that to encourage and to love and to edify and to speak good words, because good words is glad, will bring glad tidings, great joy. And this is what this is about. You know, God definitely wants us healed and delivered. And otherwise, why did Christ die? He definitely didn't die in vain, I can tell you that. And the more we press in and look only to God, then God is able to reveal, give us the simplicity of his spiritual truths. Just like say what you want and not what you see. Or praying for the laborers, you know? Like, praying for the laborers, that comes from having the desire to, you know, want to move the word of God all over the world. So, like, God gives this desire. But the more we continue in the very simple practices of speaking in tongues, speaking good words, honoring God with our finances. Like, this commitment that is made is not towards you and man, but is towards you and God. So when this commitment is made to God, he's going to back up his word. He's going to honor what he has said via scripture, via the minister. Like, God really wants us to zone in and to lock in to these very milk, the sincere milk of the word. That's, these practices are the very basic starting point for us to grow and to develop and to move into that next spiritual level, which we're all at. We're all going into that new higher level, because God is revealing as we go, as we stay consistent in the encouragement, stay consistent in the words, the sound words that are keeping us on that right direction. Because wrong doctrine, wrong words will steer you off this path, and we don't want to go off this path. And so we, as an individual and responsibility of yourself, have to take accountability for that walk. And so the more we continue, the more we grow, the more God reveals, and it becomes easier. So when negative thoughts come, we can change the direction of that just by speaking good words and believing it with our heart. Even with the emotion and feeling, we can still do that. And so this is where growing comes, because it's okay having much knowledge, but if none of that knowledge is put into practice, you're never going to see the benefit. It's like me starting a completely different new job, going into like the training place, receiving all the information, but never actually going into the field and practicing that job. It's just, I have lots of knowledge, and then I try to tell someone who actually does do the job, and I'm telling them how to do it, but yet I've never been out there, I've just got knowledge of it. And so, like, this is not where we want to be, because it becomes fruitless. So we want knowledge with experience. And when that begins, then we start to see the fruit. Then we start to see the spiritual side of things. Because again, we are to be living by faith, not by what we can see. So again, this takes a big step. It's a big step to not go by what you're seeing, but by saying what you want. Like, is really powerful, because you see God at work. You see God bring these things to pass. So that's why we seek God. This is why we're seeking God in his kingdom first, because he is the one that wants to reveal. God wants that relationship with us. God wants to reveal his love, his joy, his peace, his abundance. And the only way we're going to get that is by seeking him. And not only by seeking him, but ready to do what's being encouraged at that time, because God does speak through the men and women that he's chosen today that are walking by the Spirit of God. So we can all be led of that Spirit, and we can all speak by the Spirit of God, because we have that Spirit within us. We're ready to go. Like, I ask anyone right now to speak in tongues, you're speaking tongues. No problem. So nothing else should be anything different, like us speaking in tongues. It's very, like, this is how simple and how powerful this is. Like, God says, I have given you the power and authority. So you've been given the authority. So what, are you going to use this authority? Or you just got the knowledge that you have this authority, but never want to practice or use it? So there is a very big difference. And so the more we become meek and humble and incline our ear and to follow with what God has shown us to do, we're going to be hitting the jackpot wherever we go. Every junction is a jackpot. Wherever we're going is a jackpot. God wants us to really flow in a mighty way in every area. There is nothing lacking. God does not lack, and he does not want his children lacking either. But again, do we believe what he has said and what he has done through Christ? Because when we believe it, we will manifest it. It's like the signs, miracles, and wonders follow the believer. They follow us because we believe. You know, we take out that action by walking on the water. You know, telling that mountain to move is using that authority which we have in Christ, because it is ours and we can use it and be very bold. Very bold, because again, we are children of light. We are walking and being led of his spirit. So the more we do this and continue, the more we're going to be blessed, the more we're going to be fruitful in our mind, in our heart, and even in our emotions, like, because we're speaking the truth. And so, like, the carnal is not greater than the spiritual. You know, it's just, again, the right doctrine, the right teaching will enable you to really zone in on the simple truths to practice and to be consistent in, so that you're growing and going to the next level with God. Because, like, we are really powerful. And it's believing that. It's believing it above anything. And not being tricked. But knowing that God is doing the work. God is doing the work very simply, very swiftly. Like, he's working on your behalf. And so, you know, let's go boldly to the throne room of grace and let our request be made known unto God. Because he has said that if we do this, he's going to ignore us. No, he's not. But he's not going to withhold. But he's going to pour us out a blessing. So let's just, again, very, very important, speaking in tongues, you know, connecting, praying for the laborers, honoring God. It's just, these are very simple key points for us to continue to grow, continue to be consistent in everything that we're doing, and to really have that fruit in our life. And again, it says in John 15, if we remain in Christ, we will bear much fruit. And so God is continuing to bear much fruit in our lives, in our work, in every avenue. We're not just seeing him on one avenue of goodness, but in everything that we're doing, God is blessing it and God has given the revelation that we need for that moment in time. Because God doesn't, you know, God doesn't want us ignorant of the enemy's ways. So when we put on that whole armor of God and we put on the truth, like just waking up in the morning and claiming your day, you know, this day is my day. Nothing can come in my day because I'm chosen of God. Speaking like this and really, it really is saying what you want, and it's believing it and it's seeing it and it's holding it in your hands. Because when you believe it and see it, it becomes evident in your hand. So, you know, my encouragement is just, you know, don't stop what you're doing. Like, God is really at work and there's so much to look forward to. God has so much in store for us. And when we hearken diligently to what God is saying, he opens the windows of heaven above us. Like, again, when we honor God, so many benefits to honoring God. So many, you know, that selflessness of trusting God. God, I trust you. It, you know, it gives us that knowing that we're not just being independent of ourselves, self-sufficient of ourselves. Well, I work, I do this, I provide this. God is the source of all our supply. Yeah, I may work, but God is the one that provides the work. So, you know, for me not to honor God, it just shows that I'm arrogant. It shows that, you know, oh, I'm self-sufficient. You know, I don't need God. I can just go work and, you know, it's all there. God forbid that I ever get to that place, and I never will, because I know everything comes from God. And so, like, just these little things really have a big impact. So, you know, to be sharp on all these points, let's not slack in any of these areas. God's not slack in his promises. Like, he wants to give. So when we do our part and believe him, we will receive all those promises, which are yes and amen in Christ. So I love each and every one of you. Just really, really blessed seeing God go to work, seeing God keep to his promises, and, you know, having that relationship with him is amazing. It's amazing to have that full access, that I don't have to go to a man to go to God like they did back in the day, in the old, but that we have straight access to go to God in the name of Jesus Christ, to say to those mountains, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and I will not doubt, and it will be removed. Any problems, God will remove it, because I'm speaking it and I believe it. So speak, believe, and you will receive. So I love you. God bless.
God bless you all.
Speak, believe, and you will receive.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah, thank you guys. Wonderful. For the great sharings. Very hot and on point and on fire as always. And amazing. Thank you very much. Next, Becky. Will you share next, please, sister?
Hello. God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Thank you very much for asking me to share. And yeah, what a wonderful week it's been. And really, when we decide to really go in the direction that God is showing you to do, then your life can really change around. From a few days' time, from a few days ago, Monday, to now, I feel like there has been a huge turnaround for me, that God really pushed me in a direction, and he really encouraged me personally to really ensure I'm waking up early in the morning. And this week I've been waking up for around 4:30, 5 o'clock, and wow, what a time. What a time it's been, and what a change. God, at first I was, I was thinking a little bit carnally, oh my gosh, I might feel tired, well, I'm going to feel tired, which is completely granted, but God, I'm really going to listen, I'm really going to be humble and listen to what you're saying. So I decided to get up and really take this time with God. Really take this time, because my children get up very early. So them being in bed past 6 a.m. in the morning is quite unusual. So God really showed me that I needed to be on point with it. And he has given me so much grace. He's given me so much energy. I've been up since 4:30 this morning. I've been running. I have had a fantastic one-on-one. And I didn't get home till past the kids got home today. And here I am at 9:15. And God is just so gracious. God really does infuse the strength within you. He will really change you around. I feel he has taught me so much in these past few days of how to, because if tiredness is something that may control you, and you may then, your emotions may, go higher when you're tired, then God wants you to be able to break the habit pattern of this. He wants you to really be on point. He doesn't want anything being, he doesn't want anything to stop you, to let you defeat you, because we really can overcome every situation. And God has really been teaching about emotions lately, you know, especially with me, about emotions, about how to, and him speaking to me and encouraging me to really to get up early was one of my things. Tiredness was one of the my things that really did I didn't cope very well with. But for God to show me to do this, and to stand up and then to really be humble and listen to him, has really changed, because he's just teach me how to deal better with everything, especially putting him first. Because when we decide we're going to put him first in the morning, and we're going to wake up, we're going to be really sharp, we're going to be on the confessions, we're going to be really praying and giving God that time, he will ensure that he energizes you throughout the day. He will give you grace. I just feel very amazed how God has worked all my situations out, how my mind is very much settled in when beforehand it wasn't. You know, he really has settled my thoughts. He's given me much more clarification. I'm able to sit and think more positively and more clear because of this small act of faith that then I acted upon. I'm able to give the best to my family. I'm able to give the best to the people around me because of this small act that I was humble and then able to go ahead and do what he's shown me to do. And it is amazing how God really does teach us individually, because this was such a personal thing for me that God showed me. And wow, like, if God really shows you to go ahead and do something, be humble and go and do it, because it will change you. If you need to change in an area and God gives you something, that might be the avenue for you to then change. It might be, it could be anything that he shows you to do, but ensure to listen and to really be humble, really, don't think any of the negatives. Don't think carnally upon anything that God is showing you to do. Think from your spiritual mind. Okay, I'm going to really, really listen here, because I know and I have such faith that God is going to move me in the best direction, because he wants the best for me. He wants me to be the best for others, so I can then give out him to others and show others that nothing is too hard for them. We all have been on such a great journey of learning about thoughts, mind and emotion for the last 4 years. And when we decide to apply what is being taught, and then when you are applying and doing what God is teaching you individually, you will really grow and you will really learn in the best area. In like every day, I've learned something new every day. You know, I've really just got involved, you know, really just been so humble towards God, and really the my mind has been the most clearest it's been in such a long time. I actually have been laughing, thinking I've probably had a little bit much to sleep, for quite a while. But, and it was just a little joke for me because of how God has really just shown me waking up, like, and having little sleep and still doing the activities. You are capable. We are capable individuals of anything. And when God shows you, I really encourage you, when God shows you to do something, whether that's you on a one-on-one basis with God, you know, building that relationship with him and he shows you, go ahead and do, whether that's you then hearing from God, from the minister that you are connected to, then really go ahead and be humble and listen, because there is such greatness in this. And we have the best doctrine. We have the best heavenly words that has been spoken to us for the last few years. And now we can really get up and rise. We can hear and then we can act and do. And we can be so thankful to God that he has given us the best direction, that he has directed us to the best person, ministry, this ministry to learn from, because the doctrine is so correct that your life will truly change when you really humble yourself, when you decide that you're going to do exactly what's encouraged and not think, not second guess it. Just go ahead and do. Just go ahead and act upon it. And God will bless you. He will change your life. You know, everything around my whole life in these past 4 years have changed. Things aren't perfect, but God never said that it was going to be perfect. But for me, of how things were 4 or 5 years ago, they are perfect for me. You know, God has changed every single little thing that I needed to change. And he is changing me within. And that's huge. You know, from a former, from someone who lived a very wild, addict lifestyle. The life that I live now is completely and utterly different. That is completely, there's no words. I look back and I think, wow, God really has brought me from the pit to the palace. I write a lot of stuff down. I have many books and I was reading back through many of the things that I wanted, you know, my desires. And those desires, I had to pray for one of them to come to pass for 2 years. But I prayed and God answered my prayer and my family are free. And I'm so thankful that we are free because of God. You know, I have I've got a wonderful partner, wonderful children, and God really has, he really will show you. He'll show you how to be truly thankful. He'll show you where you've come from if you need it. And he will show you how to be grateful each day for each individual, for each moment. He's teaching me right now to take moment by moment, to benchmark my days, to benchmark, you know, maybe the hours or things that I'm working towards. And it sets my mind up for success. It really does. I have, as people know, I have two small children who can be quite demanding. But that's not that God has given me the most wonderful children. But for me to be able to be the best to them, I needed to categorize, I needed to benchmark moments. And then it's step by step, God works. And he will keep you calm in the midst of chaos. He will ensure that your heart is so full that
even though things try and bombard you, that your mind can still be free because it's focused on God, it's focused on Him, it's focused on His words, it's focused on what's being spoken. And when you start to speak and you start to really have, you know, that true heart, that true faith, you know, because without doing things with heart, then you're not truly believing. Because out of the heart comes faith. And we need to ensure that we're doing everything with heart. And when we do and we learn and we grow with that, then you will see God just, he is amazing. He really is, how he can change any one of your situations around when you decide to be humble, decide to be meek, and decide to really, truly have that true heart, true faith of God, you know, and you walk this earth and be that example to others, and they can truly see it. So for me, I just, it's been a fantastic week again, absolutely fantastic. One of the best of really just learning and really being humble towards God. And that's when you're humble, the more humble you are, the more higher you will become. Because that's where God wants you to be. He wants you to be humble towards Him. And then He can really work with you. He can really ensure that each step that you need to build, to become better, He will show you avenues how to do this. And it's just wonderful. I know I certainly can't do anything without God. And He's such a loving God. So that is what I want to share. God bless you.
Wow, what great words. I'd like to ask our minister to share, Mr. Lawrence Storr, please.
Well, God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And what a great fellowship it is. And it's so great to see how God is changing hearts and minds and lives and perspectives and vision and direction. Through the heavenly words, through the sound doctrine being spoken and encouraged, but more importantly, being practiced, because it is a practice, as we heard from Becky, you know, that she's practicing these things, as we see with Danny and Amber, and as we see with everyone on there, everyone is practicing the sound doctrine. Not one person isn't. And if you're not, then I'll encourage you to start practicing what's being encouraged. It's okay having knowledge. And we can do it, you know, to a certain degree, but we want to do it with all of our hearts. And we had a Bristol leaders meeting Monday, and I shared, you know, do the things with heart. And why do the things with heart? What comes from the heart? Faith. So when we say do the things with heart, we're saying doing it with faith. Everything that we do, we're doing it with faith and expectation that God is working in us. He's leading us and guiding us. Getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning is quite a lot, especially with two young children, and then practicing those things and going through that day. And like, she's still awake now, still on here listening. That shows great desire. The same with everybody else on here. We stay on here nearly 4 to 5 hours. So we want to use and practice the wisdom of God. We want to catch the words being spoken. We want to take it to our heart and say, okay, Father, lead me into doing this, you know. And God is working in you. He's inspiring you. Everyone is to really walk with God, like each individual walk with God. Yeah, we connect, but our first connection is with God. And He's leading and guiding you. And when we start to walk with Him, we start to see fruit materialize in our life. Just like if you plant a seed and it grows, eventually you will see the fruit of that seed that you've sown. So you're doing it for you. You know, I'm sharing these things for your benefit. I'm practicing the things that I'm encouraging. I see the fruit. I see the benefit. I now get the understanding of why we do and speak in the manner that we do. And the things that I've been encouraged by my minister, I receive with a humble, meek heart. And I endeavor to practice it as well as preach it, as teach it, share it, and encourage other people. And those that receive those words gladly, they then take off. So it's like one candle lighting another candle. And God wants us hot, vibrant, and on fire for Him. We're not just to go by each day, just to get through each day. Sometimes we might have days that seem like that. But really, our God is a living God. We got the spirit of the living God on fire in our hearts. And so we are focused towards the words of God and what he wants us to do. God doesn't want us to lose momentum. He doesn't want us to get discouraged. He doesn't want us to lose the vision. The vision is that God wants all man to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. The vision is that God wants his word to move all over the world. And each one can do that. Each one of us is a great part of doing that. Just one person. One person on fire for God can turn the whole nation around, can turn their whole city and country around, and the world, turning it on its right position. You know, the world is governed by words. So at the moment in the world, it's pretty dominant with the negative words, with the traditions of what the world does and how we should think and how we should speak. It comes through the political systems. It comes through tradition and religion and through wrong doctrine. You know, people's minds are being taken off the direction of actually walking with God like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ done. All of us can walk hot and on fire, but it's an individual choice. Everyone is responsible for themselves. If you're married, you're still responsible for your walk before God. We're not to listen to anybody else, right? If Kim is saying something to me and it's not right, I will do what God says. Kim will do the exact same thing as well. And we can keep each other strong. We can keep each other sharpened. Iron sharpeneth iron. This is why it's important to have the fellowship. When we come for the one-on-ones, it's not because we're doing anything wrong, is it, right? We're coming to be fine-tuned. If my guitar that I've been playing for the whole week hasn't been tuned, it needs tuning up because it can slightly go out of tune, giving off the wrong tones, giving off the wrong melody, and it becomes a noise in your ear, and you think, oh, this is off key. It's not nice as it was before. So what do? We sit down. I sit down with my guitar, and I tune it up, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this plays a nice melody now. It was a little bit out of tune. It seemed off sync. Something didn't seem to feel right or sound right with the guitar, you know? And it can be like that with us in our walk. If we're walking, you know, we're practicing the things we know, we can become numb to just doing it. Oh, well, I need to get up and speak in tongues. I need to pray. It can become a routine, a religious routine. But we want to do everything from the heart, with faith. When we pray, we want results. When we speak, we want to see the things come to pass. When we fellowship, we want to be encouraging and lifting people up. And so when we look at the book of Acts, you know, how did they move the word of God? They received the words gladly. They received the sound doctrine from the ministers that were ministering then, the apostles, and they continue steadfastly in that encouragement that they were receiving. And then we see they went from house to house. They didn't go from large organizations to large organizations. They didn't go from church to church. But each one, we can run our own fellowships in our own home. And that we can work with new people, fresh people. We can pray to God for those laborers. Father, you send me the laborers. And as we start doing what God wants us to do, then great things is generated in our life. Not only do we grow, we have that peace and we have that focus. We're on fire. We want to see the things happen. We're practicing and aiming ourselves in the direction God wants us to go. And we're seeing things happen. Prosperity comes, peace comes, healing comes, direction comes, purpose comes. Every day is filled with something because God is at work. And every day God wants us to expect. I've been encouraging people, if you start your own fellowship, start it fresh, just you. And God may put someone in your heart or a couple of people in your heart to come and join you. You don't need the other believers to come and join you. So if someone on here started their own Zoom fellowship, for example, we don't need to jump on it. Start fresh, start new. Why don't you start your own Zoom fellowship? Still come to this one, but do your own one and let God fill it. God will fill empty spaces, but if you're not making the empty spaces available for God to move, how can he fill it? So what do you desire? What do you want to do? There's got to be a focus. There's got to be a direction. And when we're focused on God, then everything is flowing. Peace, prosperity, harmony, growth, increase in numbers, because people will respond to those that are moving with God, the ones that desire, the ones that are sat in darkness and in the shadow of death. They want deliverance. They want to hear something fresh and new and vibrant and truth. It's only the truth that sets us free. You know, Jesus Christ changed his whole culture. You know, when he started to be led by the Spirit of God, he shocked the whole place with his doctrine, with his words, with his authority, with the signs, with the miracles, with the wonders, with the healings. This is how all of us can live and move and have our being. But we got to really be focused with God. We got to really put aside our own ideas of how we think God is going to move. And we see a pattern in the scriptures. We see the direction of how God moves each individual as they're led. And sometimes we're going to make mistakes, and that's fine. If you make a mistake, if you blow it royally, it doesn't matter. That wasn't the real you. You know, we just get back on point. You know, look at the Apostle Paul. He was moving with God. He wanted to go a certain direction. God says, no, I want you to go to Macedonia. So he obeyed. He went to Macedonia, and man got born again in Macedonia, and the word moved and more people were added because he listened to God. When he went to Jerusalem, he got pounded. So he hindered the purposes of God because he didn't listen. God told him not to go. Then the believers told him not to go, to the point that a prophet come and said, like, if you go, this is what's going to happen. You're going to be bound. So Paul had a good heart. But when we do the things, when we're not moving in sync with God, when we're doing our own thing, it's like idolatry. It really is, like, because we're doing our thing rather than the things of God. And this is why God has set leaders in the body to give the direction, to give the encouragement. This is why we need to practice the things that we've been encouraged. I've had so many people say to me since I've been ordained, God, my finances have flourished. Everything else has fallen into place for me. Great grace is there for me. I didn't even have to look for a parking space. The parking space was there for me. I got this thing cheap. My bills wasn't as high as I expected, like Jason shared earlier on. That's the favor of God, because why? We're moving with God. He's looking after us. He's navigating us, and he wants us blessed. And doctrine is very important. There's many doctrines out there, and they all can sound similar. Some might even say some of the things that we are saying, but you've got to look at the fruit. You've got to look at the people. How are the people that are connected where they are? Are they kind of religious and they're, you know, they're stuck where they are and they dress a certain way or they act a certain way or they're only let certain people in? You know, we've got to look at the fruit of what's going on. So by these things, we can see and be navigated. We are spiritually aware. So we listen to the words, we practice, and then we see the fruit. You know, so God wants us all to be very, very fruitful. He wants us to pray for laborers. You know, we pray to the Lord of the harvest that he'll throw out the laborers. They're there. The laborers are there. But he's going to give it, he's going to give those laborers to people that are listening, that are practicing from the heart. Because it's not just a come to church and we're following a certain way. This is a lifestyle. Jesus Christ's life was lived before God and with God. And we can live our lives before God and with God and before others. And we're not going to budge. We're not going to compromise. Whoever it may be, whether it's husband, wife, son, daughter, aunties, uncles, brothers and sisters, you shouldn't be doing this. You know, this is a religion. This is a cult. We don't listen to those words, because if we're doing it, we know it's not that. We know it's the power of God. So God wants us to be really encouraged. He wants us to flourish and grow. And so we need to get back to being focused. Don't lose the vision. The vision is word over the world, like God's word to the whole world. And it's available. And it starts right in your own home. You can really do your own fellowship if you want to. You can begin. God wants everyone to walk with him. So it's word over the world from here in Bristol, UK. Word over the world from where you are in Pakistan, where you are in USA, where you are in France. But if we're going to keep getting drawn back to circles of people that are not producing anything, they're nice believers, you know, they speak some good words and they're really kind, but there's no change and there's no fruit, something is wrong with that picture. And God wants us to rise up. He wants us to go to the next level. He's brought us up levels. And sometimes when we come up new levels, it looks like we're just starting again. But we're not. We're just seeing things on a different way because it's on another level. And so when we are upgraded by God, so to speak, then we need to upgrade grayed out heart, our desires, our commitment to God, our desires to God, our focus with God. We need to gird up our loins, so to speak. So we need to really want what God wants, and we are willing to do exactly what God is showing us, where we can be fruitful, where he can be glorified, where men and women can be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. We don't want to keep giving people religion. We don't want to give people our own knowledge and our own ideas, but we want to give people something that is meat that they can eat, they can taste, and it can give nourishment to their body. It can make them spiritually healthy, and it can make them wise unto salvation. And, you know, I had a great one-on-one with Becky today. She shared some great things with me that what she's seen. And she recognized the wrong doctrine. And I'm not going to go into it because she'd probably share it sometime. But it was fantastic, and it really blessed me, because now she was spiritually aware. Her eyes were open. She could see that this person was saying stuff that was similar, but it wasn't the same. The effects of the words of this other minister wasn't the same on the people. It was all about the minister, all about the organization. And so, you know, the devil can give good words. You know, he even quoted the word of Jesus Christ, didn't he? But Jesus Christ was walking with God, and God was able to give him the perfect answers back. You know, Matthew chapter 4, go and give it a good read. But God is really with you. He's for you. He wants us to move on fire with him. He wants us to do things from the heart. That means with faith. That's where faith comes from, your heart. Or fear comes from your heart. Or doubt comes from your heart. Or unbelief comes from your heart. What's coming from your heart? Are you humble? Are you ready to receive? Like Becky said, the more humble you are, the more God will exalt you and lift you up. And that is true. You know, God loves a humble, tender heart, one that's really paying attention, one that's catching the words, one that is going to God with what they've been heard and what they've been encouraged, to say, okay, Father, you show me these things for me. Let me understand the meaning, and let me see the results from the words that I've been encouraged. You know, like ministering with the power of God. You've got the Spirit of the living God in you. You can heal the sick. You can raise the dead. You can cleanse them. Let's start doing it. Let's start believing God for these open doors. It's the power of God that opens up the people's minds and hearts. It's the heavenly words that will touch a heart and change them. It's the love of God living in us. And we got to be excited every day, even if we're tired. You know, I come back from this trip from USA, and it usually takes me quite a while to get back on track. And, but I've been getting up early also. And that was tough for me, because I'm thinking I'm still feeling tired. And then Kim's saying, Lawrence, what's your confession? And she's right on. And I'm so blessed that I got, Kim to kind of remind me when I'm saying the things wrong. And I'm like, yeah, you're right, love. Thank you for that reminder. I don't think, oh, shut up. You're on my case again. You're nagging me. Nag. I'm like, oh, thank God that there's someone to speak the words to me. The words of life, to help me keep on track, to help me keep focused and not let my mind drift because I feel tired. You know, if you remember Elijah, he was on the run, running from, Jezebel. And like, he just done great things. You know, he was doing amazing things. He killed all those prophets, called fire down from heaven. Then he hears that Jezebel was going to get after him and kill him. He went on the run. No, it discouraged him. So we can be discouraged pretty quick, can't we? We can see from that. But if we keep our minds focused on God, even if discouragement comes, we can lift our hearts to the Father, knowing that he is making a way where there seems no way in our situations. He makes a way in our finances where there seems no way. He makes a way in our health when it seems impossible. Our God is the God of impossible, but he requires faith. That's why we need to do the things with heart. Don't look at the circumstances. The enemy would like you to look at your circumstances, to consider the circumstances, to mull it over in your head, but you just don't understand. And, you know, when we get like that, it's because it's got to our emotions, you know. But we take every thought captive, and we lead every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. In other words, we bring our minds back to what does God say? God's word is quick, powerful, and sharp. It's living energy. So we need that living energy coming out of our mouth. And when we speak in tongues, it helps our infirmities. It keeps us vibrant. So Becky was saying she got up really early, 4:30, and she's still going now. But she's been speaking in tongues, so she's been energized by God. God supplies the strength. God supplies the energy. As long as we keep in our minds focused on what he's saying. And we remember the words. We remember what we've been encouraged. And whatever level we are, we need to keep the simple practices hot. You know, so like I was sharing to the guys, you know, on the Monday's Bristol Leaders meeting, you know, double up on what you're doing. Double up on everything. Double up on speaking in tongues. Double up on praying for the labels. Double up on honoring God. Double up on your connections. You may not think you need a connection, but I'm telling you what you do. Because iron sharpeneth iron. We get that fine tuning. We get that fine tuning. And when we receive it humbly with our hearts, then we start to grow. And God will really open up great doors for every one of us. Like going to the USA was a nice step for me to move in that direction and to see what God done. And it generated faith. It generated excitement. Ethel done a fantastic sharing yesterday from that visit. And I put it up on the website because it generated faith. It helped fine tune. And she was also sharing great things back with me. It wasn't just one way. You know, we've all got something to say. God can energize all of us together. No one's better than anyone else. But God does want us all to walk with him. So really have an expectation in the things that you're doing. If you're doing fellowship, you haven't had no one come yet, don't worry. That's not on you. The increase is not on you. The increase is on God. But do it with your heart. Don't think, well, you know, got to do this fellowship again. I only got one person coming on. Or I ain't got no one coming at all. Don't be discouraged. No, fear not. Fear not, but only believe and keep doing what God's given you to do. In that time, you're keeping yourself strong. It's like waiting on the Lord, like it says in the Psalms, you know, wait on the Lord when things ain't going your way. It doesn't mean sit down there twiddling your thumbs, you're like, waiting, what's going on? The deliverance hasn't come yet. DPD is quicker than this, you know, Delivery Express is quicker than this. Pizza Express is quicker than God. No, it's not that. When we wait on God, it means keep doing what you know to do. Keep speaking in tongues. Keep connecting. Keep giving. Keep speaking. Keep declaring. And God is with you, and he's arranging every good, perfect thing. I had another one-on-one with someone this week, and God just opened up a wonderful door for her. Maybe she'll share it if she's able to come on and share. And where she could speak and where she could... She just realized that God is the one that is drawing the people, you know. So again, this whole visit to the USA really generated excitement. But now the things that were encouraged need to be adhered to. Follow the encouragement. Execute it. Don't forget it. I haven't forgotten what I've encouraged to different people. Don't forget it. Execute it. You may not see, like, you may think, well, is it really going to work for me? What if it's only me doing the fellowship? It doesn't matter. Begin. And I share with a couple of people, if you're going to do your fellowship, don't have the people come from our fellowship on there. You want to start fresh where you can encourage and you can practice the heavenly words. Then you'll become strong. Then God will start to fill it and bring it in. Because sometimes there's people coming with their own ideas or their own take on things. And it can just dilute things. You know, we want to keep it, you know, concentrated. We want to keep things hot. So the... You know, God's word is moving all over the world. From here, it's moving all over the world. When you start your fellowship, it's moving all over the world. You need to begin. God says, begin. I've given you the authority. I've given you the words of ministry of reconciliation. You can do these things. This is what is encouraged in India. And these guys, mate, they don't mess around. They receive the word with meekness and they run with the ball. The ball was thrown to them, they catch it and they run with it. You ain't seeing their ass for dust. They're moving with God, you know? And that's what we need to do. Let's get excited. Not just, oh, another Zoom fellowship, another 5 hours on there. Receive the words, you know, and look at the change in everybody's life. Look what God's doing. I'm not doing this. God is doing that. I'm just encouraging what God puts in my heart. I'm receiving the words that I'm encouraged from my minister, and I practice, and then I apply, and then I see the fruit, and then I encourage, and it's like a cycle, you know, giving and receiving, receiving heavenly words, retaining heavenly words, speaking heavenly words, practicing heavenly words, seeing the fruit of those heavenly words, and then encouraging it to others. If you do this, God is going to bless you. If you do this, God will multiply you. If you honor God, he's going to multiply seeds. Don't get low and down on your honoring God. God is not a God of decrease. He's not decreasing the fellowships, is he? He's not depleting your bank account, right? He wants to multiply you. This is when it doesn't grow. If you go back in your own personal time and read the book of Haggai, if I read it now, it just take up loads of time. But you can read the book of Haggai. And the people in there, they were focused on building their own little houses, their own little nest eggs, but they didn't have enough clothes to keep them warm. They didn't have enough drink to keep them quenched and food to keep them filled. And they just didn't have enough, and they were working their butts off. They were working their fingers to the second bone, right? And God blew upon it. He said, look, I've blown upon all this. I want you to consider your ways and why these things are happening to you. If things are not flowing in your life in certain areas, consider your ways in those certain areas. And then let God speak, and he will show you what to do. He really does. He shows me what to do. And that's without doing the one-on-ones, but he'll confirm it in the one-on-ones. So the things that I'm doing when I go to my one-on-ones now is being confirmed that I'm moving in the right direction just by certain things that are said to me. I'm thinking, yes, I'm on it. Yes, I share these things. Yes, I'm doing these things. Yes, I'm seeing that result too. And so consider your ways and the things that you're doing. Change it up with God. Say, Father, show me what to change. Show me, just fine tune me in the areas I need to do. Maybe I've received the words and I didn't pick it up. So that's why we need to pay attention. We hearken unto the voice of the Lord our God to observe to do. That's what God wants to do. Listen and chew it over in your mind and then put it into action. Observe to do it. Then these blessings will chase you down and overtaking you. You'll be blessed in the field, in the city, in the store, in the basket, in the fruit of your body. You'll be blessed in your fellowships. You'll be blessed in your finances. You'll be blessed in your relationships. You'll be blessed in open doors. You'll be blessed in all good things. You'll be blessed in travel. Like Ethel was sharing on her, sharing that she wants to travel and she's been traveling everywhere. It's a desire in her heart. Well, you can do the same. And money isn't the object, it's our faith. And we go to God and he supplies all those things. See, so it's all about the faith, you know. And then with Peter, great guy, wonderful heart. Man, that man is such a blessing to me. And over these last years, just such a change. And his healing began in his body. He's healed, like, you know, and he's starting to manifest this healing in his body. He's looking to God, he has great desires. And the man's in a wheelchair, but he's going to get out of that wheelchair and he's going to walk. And I know Peter won't mind me saying these things because that's his desire and that's what's going to happen. And he's not letting anything hold him back. So what's your excuse? You know, what's our excuse? Where we can get up and move and do. And so can Peter. And he's doing it right where he is. And so, like, nothing can stop you, only you. Only unbelief. Only listening to the wrong words or the wrong encouragement. But guys, really, like, now it's time to upgrade. Like, God's upgraded you. Now it's time to move in this upgrade. Take advantage of the upgrade of where you are now through the words that you've heard. So Sunday at 4 p.m. we have a international leaders meeting. Hope you can get on there and you can share and what God's doing. There's going to be more testimonies now. Like, God, we should be having many testimonies, and we have got them, but they should be coming in great abundance. If we're walking and being led by the Spirit of God, if we're focusing, if God is really first, if fellowship isn't last, and your connections ain't last, and your honoring God isn't last, and your speaking in tongues ain't last, but God is first in all those things, everything will just start flowing to you. And again, we give where we're being fed, we give where we're being encouragement, just chuck our money anywhere. Why would you? I wouldn't chuck my money anywhere. I give where I'm being fed. My money goes to my minister because I'm honoring God, but my minister receives my honoring God. And it doesn't stay the same amount either, because God is always increasing me, so I can give more. And that's the cycle. Just like a farmer with his field, he sows plenty of seed because he's going to get more. And then he can, when he gets his harvest, he's got more again to sow. He can go and buy another field. God wants us plenteous in goods. He wants us plenteous in all these things. That's not the focus. God is the focus. But these things should start manifesting in our life. And if we don't hold it to ourselves and be selfish, well, I want this for me and I want this for my children and I want this for God. If you get God first, you'll have all those things for your children now. Like, you know, money I spent, I'm taking Kim for a 60th birthday to India. It's her 60th birthday, October, and I'm going to take her there. And by the grace of God and by his provision, right? But I just went to USA. I pay for my flights. I pay for my food. I pay for other people's food as well. I gave. I served. And the things I wanted, I paid for. I didn't ask anything from anyone. And you know what? My bank account hasn't changed because I'm sowing and using God's money that he's blessed me with to reinvest in the kingdom of God, not into my own little things. Yeah, there's things we might need, a lick of paint here, a lick of paint there, the garden tidied up, or go for a curry. That's nothing. That's not living extravagantly, is it? Right? I live within my means, and I can live with outside my means if I wanted to. You know, I could go and waste it if I want to, but I'm not. This is God's money. It's my money. He's given it to me, but I use it wisely, and I take care of the things that need to be taken care of, and I look to give. I look to serve. And that's why I can keep giving, because I keep sowing. Not only do I honor God where I'm being fed, but outside of that, I give. And this, it, see, like when we're walking with God, it creates generosity in the hearts. We're not scrimping and scraping and holding every penny back, being a tight ass. We're not being stingy, like it says in Corinthians. God loves a cheerful giver. Then if you're liberal, you'll be made fat. That's what God says. The liberal soul is made fat. And we're liberal with the things of God. So anyway, this is just a little taster for Sunday leaders meeting. Be there, be square, be there or be round, be down. No, looking forward to seeing you on there. I love you guys. I'm just really excited about how God's working in everyone. And I know people have different situations going on too. And they're still focused with God. They're still speaking the heavenly words. They're still moving forward. They're not bowing the knee to Satan or to the pressures of this life or the pleasures of this life either. But their focus is God. They want to see God's word move all over the world. They want their fellowships filled. They want to begin their own fellowships. So guys, it's time to really start now. If you want to see things change, begin your own fellowship. Either in your home, online or whatever. And have brand new people come. Start with yourself. I started here preaching to the walls by myself for a long time. Then I was joined with Jason, then Kim, and then it just started to take off from there. So I've known the increase and I've known the decrease. And I don't want the decrease. I want the increase because that's what God wants. So anyway, this is just a little bit of encouragement from me. And I really thank you for listening. I love you. You're all God's masterpiece. Keep your faith at a high expectation. Do what you need to do on your part so God can do what he needs to do on his part. He gives you what to do. And then when you do that, then he does his part. He does the work. So grace is that God does the work for you. The truth is God is working for you. He just needs your obedience. He does. He just needs a willing heart to do and execute what he wants you to do so he can bring about his plans and purposes. So it's just really, really fantastic. So with that, I would like to ask Ethel to share next, please.
I knew it was a twin thing, twin. I would be next to you. Wow. I could honestly say I can say the same things what you just said, but it's my style, right? Anyway, yeah. This week, it's nice. I think I'm getting back into the swing of things. I'm trying to get my house organized. I've been gone half a year, you guys. But that's okay. I like that lifestyle. You know, just going from airport to airport all over the world. Wow, only you, God, only you can supply me my needs like this. And it's not so much needs, too, but it's the desire, as Lawrence talked about. You give your desires to God. You know, he delights in you in so many ways. So delight in him. And it's just that. That giving and receiving part, and I'm seeing it, you guys. I'm bearing so much fruit, and I'm not being conceited or bragging about it, but I am boasting about God because it's only him who made things impossible from impossible to possible. I'm still high from our fellowship in Florida, and Shelley will share on this because now we're talking about where our next destinations will be, possibly this, that. But, you know, we start right here. We are enlarging our vision from this first fellowship in Florida, the Airbnb, And from there, you know, we can set our visions, our goals. And yeah, you know, we, Shell and I talked about a couple of things where we want to be, but it's going to be God-led. I'm so excited. By the way, before I go on, Patty said she couldn't make it here, so she wants to give her love to all of you. So this Thursday, she couldn't make it. But anyway, she's another one whom, you know, I'm sure that God has shown her the right way to really go to God and how to practice it. I mean, oh, she was so blessed, I'm telling you. Jeffrey was another one from Sacramento. Actually, I talked to him yesterday. And, yeah, we do one-on-ones. He calls every day, practically. And so yesterday, when I was on the phone with him, he multitasks all the time. I think he was at the coffee shop ordering his coffee, but this one lady came up to him. And I said, well, then I better go, I said. No, stay on the line, he said. So they were talking about going back and forth, about things that Jeffrey has blessed her with. And then at the end of their conversation, and I was still at the other end, she asked, well, who's on the phone with you? Oh, that's my minister. Whoa, wow, okay, that's great. I just love it. I know that when him and I got reconnected, we've known each other, say, about 30 years. But now I know that when he went to Florida, that he's seen and tasted the goodness of God. I mean, really, really. Because now he's applying it. He said every day he's witnessing to people. So granted that there's still some old paradigm stuff in there, but he's seeing it and he's learning it. The right, the best way to go to God, to walk with him. So anyway, really, the one-on-ones that I had with Lawrence, thank you, Laura, I can't thank you enough. I feel like I've been so upgraded, because here's the thing. You know, Peter and I have been talking for the last week, and we said, oh, Pinky Swear, why don't we, I'm going to get a Zoom account. That's the start. So I'm working on that, and honestly, God is really putting it all together now for me. I've had a couple of contacts, which are new people. They have been my acquaintances, not for a long time, but you know, they've called me and such. And one guy is actually a doctor dentist who's promoting this device for what's called a condition called sleep apnea, where you, I guess, you skip breathing at some point when you're sleeping. Anyway. You know, he had asked me, because I work at Costco, if he can promote it there, who should be my contact person. Well, lo and behold, I did work on it. I'm trying to help him out. But then when I called him back to follow up with him, the first thing he asked me is, Ethel, so how are you? I haven't talked to you and such. I said, well, Dr. Dexter, you know, I've been traveling. Wow, he said, how envying. He said, and I said, you can do the same thing. I'm sure he's got loads of money. I mean, he's a dentist. But anyway, so I told him, yeah, I think I'll be able to help you. I found the right contact person at Costco, the regional manager, blah, blah, blah. So I put him to work, because they're going to want some brochures and something about the apparatus. So anyway, I mean, when he asked me, he sounded really sincere. He goes, yeah, so you've been traveling. Wow. Why were you traveling in all these places? And I said, you know, do ministry work, that type of stuff. So one thing led to another, and he seemed to be open and meek to what I have to say. I mean, the guy can save lives, so to speak. You know, he's promoting this device. However, he doesn't know the spiritual end of it, but he was really open. He was listening to me. So here's the thing. As soon as I start my Zoom account, even though I'm going to talk to the walls, like Lauren says, I'm going to just start to talk. You know, I'm going to invite those guys, the couple that I have in mind. They show up. They don't. But people that are fresh, new, wants to really hear, you know, I guess it's a new way, new style, and being in a church or something like that, you know. But Yeah, the posting that Lawrence did for me a couple of days ago, I was so inspired, you guys. I really had to find time to, like, start recording the audio. And I get inspired because, Lawrence will put up, you know, postings like Becky goes there all the time. And I said, wow, this is a good way to start, you know. And sure enough, man, I just kept talking and talking to the recording, the audio. And it blessed me. It blessed me to speak because the Rhema words just came out. It was 14 minutes and something 32 seconds. And Lawrence was listening to it, I guess, twice. He goes, wow, this really blessed my socks off. And as he told me that, I got really encouraged. Okay, God, number one, I'm going to start my Zoom. No one from any other fellowship will come but fresh new people, just like what God wants us to say and do. Start fresh. I'll give you the fresh bread each and every day. That's how they do this in India. They're so successful, you know, the fresh manna, fresh day. When the Israelites, right, when, they went through famine trying to get to the, in the land of milk and honey, but they complained, they murmured the whole time, took them 40 years and all of that. But God still blessed them, right? God still gave them the fresh bread, the manna. I mean, every day it's fresh. That manna cannot be used the next day because it'll be not fresh anymore. It'll be rotten. So God gave them fresh bread. And they were still complaining. How do you figure that out? So, I was just getting so excited because it is one way of upgrading. I mean, I know I've been growing ever since I got hooked up with Laura and Kim here, but there's something more that God is nudging me. And through Lawrence, he said, start your own fellowship. I mean, I've had fellowships before, whether it's physical or Zoom, but Lawrence says, you know, yeah, they come, they're old paradigms. And then it gets diluted. It's not concentrated. So you want fresh, fresh people that will come who hasn't been indoctrinated. And, you know, it's just, God is just nudging me like, this fool, come on, Ethel. He doesn't have to force me. Even Lauren says, you know, I'm merely just suggesting these to you. But, you know, I realized as I was coming home from Florida, now that I'm back here at home in Oregon, that's the only way to grow. Honestly, you know, yes, we come to UK Zooms and all of that, but what is your vision? How much more can we grow? You know, God's desire is to spread him, you know, tell everybody about him. What benefits are you getting? What blessings are you getting? I want the same thing for people, you know? So we pray for laborers, and God will be the one who bring these laborers to us. You know, it's starting. I can see it. Even though I just started, saying that recording on the audio, what I've learned in Florida, that was a start. It really, really inspired me. Laura, it inspired me. You know, if I can talk like that, sure, I can talk to the walls, or even my mom can hear it. And that's fine. It's a start. It's a definite start. Just begin. Just begin. You know, like early on this year, right, I fractured my elbow. I've had 3 fractures, but it's all better now. However, there are times when I wake up in the morning, I still feel a little bit of twinge or pain. So my doctor instructed me to put the rubber, the bands on the door, and I can help strengthen my arm. You know, I still try to do it every day, even if it's getting shorter and shorter in time. But I can just feel the strength moving, you know, and that's a muscle there, bones and what have you, whatever parts of your body. But you need to exercise it. You know, it's just like the worm. You exercise it. Put it into action. Otherwise, it's just going to sit there. Or, as we say in medical term, it'll atrophy. You know, it'll just be stagnant. You know, it's not going to get strengthened. You'll just, I don't want to say lose your mobility, but, you know, you'll have a little bit more pain than usual. I mean, I did have surgery there, and also there's the plate there. However, you got to keep exercising. Even if the plate is not there or I've not had the surgery, you know, you still need to exercise type thing. I try to do my walking each and every day around my neighborhood here, and it just gives me strength, energy, and all of that. The same thing with our spiritual walk. You know, you go to the Word. It's great. I read the Word as I'm inspired. But, man, I see nuggets and I say, wow, Father, I want to practice this. I want to put it into action. And sure enough, you guys, the fruit. Yeah, I really am bearing much fruit and I love it. My minister, like Lawrence and Kim, I see their fruit. I want that same thing. I could have that heavenly walk, that lifestyle, you know, bearing much fruit. And again, you know, God is in the multiplication of multiplying and adding, never decreases. I mean, I'm in a situation, and I'm not going to go into detail about it, but I went to God. I said, God, if this is going to decrease some of my finances, I'm not even going to think that way. Well, you know what? The minute I spoke that, I said, I believe you are in the business of multiplication. As I honor my first fruits, you're going to increase my finances even more. And you know what? All of a sudden, you know, I look at my bank account. Oh, wow, where did this come from? Oh, it had to be from God. You know, it's never negative. It's always positive. And so I understand what Lauren's saying. You know, you'll just grow in many facets of your life, whether it's finances, your relationships, your health, whatever, you know, God will just flourish you. 3 John 2, I wish above all that thou mayest prosper and be in health. What a promise. I just love that promise, you know, because it's every day. We can claim that promise. It's a benefit that's already given to us by God. We don't have to beg for it. God, I want more. I want more. Just like my traveling, it's very addicting. I'm thinking of other plans now. I'm just envisioning, you know, the rest of the year. And then next year now, they're all coming up so quickly. And I just enjoy it. I just know that God is just blessing me so much. Blessed when I come in, blessed when I come out. And, you know, I'm just here sitting, hanging open with my mouth open with an awe. Wow, another blessing. Whoa. Okay, but don't let it stop, God, because I continue to look to God. I continue to walk with the Spirit, moment by moment walk. Wow, what a triumph and a victory in your life, you know. I may not be rich financially or whatever, but you know, I'm rich when, like, I go to God. I just ask my Father, Father, here are my desires, and God will promote you. God will give you the wisdom. He'll make you smart, you know. I mean, like I said, there's so many resources there in Oregon, funding of this, grants of that. I didn't know. Somehow they just come to me and, you know, I apply. Okay, fine. You know, and before I know it, the funding has been granted or whatever. And it's just so amazing. God, don't let you be stupid. I ask for wisdom. Make me smart, God. Let me walk in wisdom. And the first thing is you look to Him only. Stay focused. Go in the right direction where God leads you. The right doctrine. The best way to walk with Him. You're going to know it. Because like I said on my audio that Lord just posted, you know, I used to be like, oh, okay, I do abundant share, but there's something missing here type thing, you know. And there's no growth. I felt stagnant and in prison or something. Something is lacking. But then when I really, really like walk with the Father the most perfect and excellent way, the right way, applying what I see and learn and hear from these verses in the Bible, that's when God goes to work. You know, God is the one working for you. Yeah, you work with Him, but more for him working in your life as you activate it. As you put him to work, man, you just flourish. The flow is so smooth. It's such a heavenly flow. I have grown and still growing so much this time, you know, and I'm so thankful that I got connected with this ministry, with Lawrence and Kim, where, man, he just encouraged. I mean, I see his fruit and I get, it's not so much being jealous or envious. I want the same thing. He, you know, like Lawrence says, you know, we're all the same. God wants you blessed as much as Lawrence is blessed and Kim is blessed in that way. But he wants you blessed, and I really experienced that from the travels. Wow, Father, wow. Amazing, amazing. So I know I'm very excited. I'm going to start that Zoom fellowship. New people, I'm going to talk to the walls perhaps. Maybe it won't be that long, but I am already starting talking to people, even though, you know, I'm not hooked up in any Zoom I have not set up my Zoom fellowship yet. However, God is starting to bring them to me. You know, I have this thought, oh, this guy can be potential labor. I say potential first. As they're being fed, they get hungry. Let them pursue you. You know, they're going to come after you because they see the fruit in you. They taste and see the goodness of God in you. Wow, what better way to be a witness. You know, we don't have to really say much. They see your fruit. They see your actions. They see how you live your life. They see your flourishing. They see what an abundance of fruit that you're having, type thing. So they go home. They wonder. And God is constantly promoting you. So you're like, yeah, I just smile. And that's kind of the ticket, right? You just smile. Why are you always so happy, people ask, you know? And why not? God has blessed me, so I become a blessed sower. That sticks to my head as well, because Ted Zagone, he mentioned that in our Airbnb fellowship in Florida. Man, I ran with that, but I always think about that verse, because, yeah, God has blessed me, so why not be a blesser? God is so good. He's so easy to be entreated. As you go to him each and every day, walk with him moment by moment. Ignite that Holy Spirit that's in you. Exercise your power and your authority. Honor your first fruits. Stay connected. Yes, one-on-one is very powerful. But yeah, I'll see where... Well, I'm not going to see. I know God's going to flourish me in this Zoom fellowship that I'm going to open up a Zoom account pretty soon here. And I'm just very excited. Like I said, I started with that audio recording. And I know I'm going to take off and God will bring them to me. I say, okay, Father, let me see how this works. But he's the one doing the work. I just give him my desire, my prayerfulness, my requests, my petitions. Father, this is your will. This is your desire. So I'm giving them to you. So no worries, no stress, no pressures walking with God, just pleasures. So that's my sharing. I love you guys. Have a great week.
Great sharing, sister. Twin.
Yes, Twin of Lawrence. That was a great sharing. Thank you very much for sharing it. And again, it just adds to the other sharings tonight. And, you know, it's just amazing what God's doing in our lives. And I can't wait to see the new laborers that come in everybody's lives. Everybody. All of us. So, that is absolutely wonderful. So thank you very much for sharing that. And next, I would like to ask our other minister, Mrs. Kim Tor, to share, please.
Yay, come on, Doris. Away you go.
Woo, 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 woo. Oh, well, God bless you all. Hi, Jane. And, you know, it's just a wonderful time when we get together on a Thursday and we have fellowship and get to share. Everybody gives testimonies or just what's going on or how God's working in their lives. And it's just a great way of encouraging one another. We had a wonderful leaders meeting here on Monday night, and great sharings, great encouragement. And it's so important that we continue to inspire one another. You know, Jesus Christ, was when he was on this earth, he walked with his Father, and he brought great deliverance to people's lives. People saw his life. People followed. They walked miles just to be in his company, because they knew that there was something special about him, that there were great things happening. You know, the Word of God says that signs, miracles, and wonders follow those that believe. And Lawrence did a great sharing on Monday, actually, about that believing. That, you know, the faith comes from the heart. And, you know, when we really love God and we really want to move, we will have that faith to do it. You know, it's stepping out in that faith, not being concerned with what the world's saying, but knowing that when we step out, God's got our back. You know, that he places those perfectly stronghold steps beneath our feet, that we won't have to wobble, we won't have to fall, because he carries us. When we have that faith, he is really carrying us and pushing us through to bring that faith into fruition. Nothing more pleases God than when we walk by faith. And it's really encouraging when we know that we've prayed for something. We haven't told anyone, but we've prayed for it, and then it comes to pass. You know, it builds our faith. It gives us a great boost. You know, it's like now we're having sun in England, and everybody's getting that boost. You know, it lightens things, and it, you know, it's great to be out in the outdoors. And just me today with Jason, we were tidying up the garden, and the sun was lovely, and the dogs were playing up, trying to chase the brush, and but it's nice to be out. And so, you know, when we have that faith and we start moving with God, it's like that. You know, we get that boost. But God says, you know, that he wants us to be faithful. He wants us to continue to have a relationship with him, so that we're not burdened down by this world, that we can really stand strong in this day and time. And we have to be living examples. You know, it's no good saying one thing and then doing another. We have to be that living example, that we can really shine, and that people see something's different about us. You know, because if we're just like the world, people aren't going to be interested. When we know what God wants in our lives, then that faith can go to work. It's not that we do things like Lawrence shared tonight in our own strength even, but that we're praying about things and that we are lifting it to God. That we're not being tossed with every wind of doctrine, whether that be the doctrine of the word or whether it's the doctrine of the world. You know, it's one or the other. I shared last week, this is truly life or death. You know, you choose. We can be a part of this world if we want to, but it's not an easy road to live in. So we want some life. We really want to live life, and we want to live it to the fullest. And that sometimes, you know, we do the mundane same things day in, day out, especially us women, you know, washing, cooking, cleaning. But, you know, at the end of the day, when we do it with God, it all becomes much more joyful. You know, I've often said that I love being a housewife. I love all the things, you know, of taking care of a family and what that entailed when all my kids were little. It didn't bother me what went on outside of my front door back then. You know, I just enjoyed doing the things, keeping the house tidy, and but all that was done with the joy of God, because I knew what God said. And so, I know Danny was sharing on Monday, you know, about his job. And yeah, he does the same thing sometimes, but he does it with God. And God's the one that's promoted him. God's the one that gives him extra work. You know, he's well known. That when Danny goes into a house, that people are blessed to have him there. You know, he's tidy and he cleans up after himself and he does a fantastic job. But if he's doing that day in, day out, he could get very bored of it. But he doesn't, because he knows that he works for God, that he is doing it unto God. And that's how we have to look at things. No matter what's going on in our day, that we are doing it with joy in our hearts to God, that we are thankful that we have a job, or that we are thankful that we have things to do. You know, some people go to bed tonight and don't wake up tomorrow. We have something to be thankful and joyous about. And so when we have that attitude, it's very much like Lawrence shares, you know, say what you want, not what you see. We're not living in this world. The things that go on in this world don't have to be part of our life, right? It doesn't add anything. It only detracts, whether it's financially, mentally, physically. It will detract from your life. And it's not until we decide that, right, God, I am solely living unto you. Yes, we do have things that we take care of every day, but God, I am solely living unto you. I want the benefits of living my life with you. I don't want the worldly benefits. I don't want anything that the world's got to offer, right? I want to live my life unto you. And, you know, we made that decision many years ago, me and Lawrence. You know, we've had a wonderful life, a really, truly wonderful life. You know, the way that God has taken care of us, he's kept us, well, when I say healthy, yes, I've had issues, but I'm still here. He's kept the children safe. You know, we've got a roof over our heads. We've had food in the cupboard. Our bills are paid. You know, that in that aspect of living life with God comes all those benefits. So why would we want to be jumping in the world, jumping out, jumping in the word, jumping out? No. We got to really get serious now, guys, and really make that sound-minded decision. It's either God or it's the world. And until we make that decision, you know, yeah, we'll have good days, we'll have bad days. But when you make that decision to live unto God, every day is a good day. Because you see it from God's perspective. And you see that Christ in you will make you shine. You'll be the lights of this world. You don't want to be lit one minute and dark the next. You know, enjoying life and then suddenly the adversary pulls the bottom out and down you go. We want 24/7 living with God in that enjoyment that comes with it. And you can have fun. I'm not saying, oh, well, you know, you just do the word, no fun. You can have so much fun. But it's better to do it with God than it is to do it with this world. And so when we continue to be faithful unto him, that's what it's about. You know, when we see these Indian believers, they just hear and they go and do. And then God increases. And they live life to the fullest. They really do. And they continue to be humble to their leader. They continue to, you know, honor God, speak by that spirit, and they enjoy life. And God is really prospering them in every area. I remember the one lady we went to. No, actually, it wasn't the lady. What was that Nepali guy, the one that sings?
Krishna,
that's it. I remember going to his house many years ago, actually. And it was just like a little hut in the middle of nowhere. And, we went back in November and now he has like a mansion with electric gates and a big driveway. And it just blew my cookie that how God has really just, because he made that commitment to God first, changed his whole life in a matter of years, couple of years. And obviously he bought the land and now he's put houses around him. Believers live there. In fact, it's like a believer's village now. And it's amazing. You know, that wouldn't it be lovely just to get up in the morning and go across the road and there have a coffee and it's, you know, someone like-minded, a believer that just wants to talk about God. And well, I have that actually because Amber comes up most days. So I get to spend time with her and have coffee and a chat. But, you know, this is available. It really is available. We just need to come away from the world and be more interested in God and the things of God. And doing it with God and not by our own senses. You know, we can all plan things and do things like we've planned this holiday. So every year we have a family holiday. That's not just me and Lawrence, but it's usually with Leanne and Nick and the kids. And then I've been saying to Danny and Amber for a couple of years, oh, you should come, really come. And then last year they came. And they enjoyed themselves so much that we're going again this year. So it is our family. Me, Lawrence, Leanne, Nick, Maya, Vinny, Danny, Amber. They're going to take Dre and Kiki. And this year they're taking Jadel as well. And, you know, having that time together as a family and people see us. They see us having fun. They see us, you know, that we're not drunk off our heads, but we're still laughing and enjoying ourselves. And that sometimes people find hard, you know, that you can actually laugh and have fun without drink. They just don't understand the concept. But see, with God, every day is laughter. Every day can be fun. You know, it's not that we're doing it in our own strength. Everything we do with God. And we go with God, we pray about the holiday, we pray about the time and the travelling and everything else, and God takes care. So as we continue now to look to him in every situation, take a stand, really take a stand against the world, and really just try having that 24/7 relationship with God, and you watch him turn your life around as you continue to look to him in every situation. And you just step out in that faith. Let nothing stop you walking by that faith. And understanding that when you make decisions, that you're making them with God first. Or if God's putting something on your heart, you do it with God. You don't just start going off and doing your own planning and thinking that you're doing it right. Let God give you the signs. Let God lead you. Because that's where the blessings come, when we do it with God. So bless your hearts.
I'm Don Doris.
Ooh, oh, look. Hit me spot.
That's a dog in his Oreos, man. So, Kim, that was fantastic sharing. Thank you very much indeed. And reiterating the point of our faith that comes from our hearts. The only thing that pleases God, and that's all that God looks on, is the heart. And that's all he can fill, is our hearts and then our lives. So that's wonderful. Doing everything with God 24. Thank you very much, Kim. So next, I would like to ask my brother, Van, if you would like to share next, please, dear boy.
Yes, mate. Thank you. Yes, with the, I don't think I've ever been, and I said this on my one-on-one, I don't think I've ever been this joyous and had this much joy and been blessed as much as I've been. Originally, when I came on here, I would listen to you guys. Of course, I was going through some things, but I'd listen to you guys. How in the world can they be that blessed? But as I've listened and practiced the speaking in tongues, abundant sharing, and connecting, those things have come to me. Now, is there things in life that happen? Absolutely. Do you miss the mark? Yes, but you pick yourself up and you keep moving. But as I'm doing the one-on-one, or just the other day with Kim Sharon, her Sharon was 16 minutes long, but power-packed, and it wasn't from Kim. It was from God Almighty. And the same thing with the connection. And the same thing with on here when you guys all share, like Jane was sharing, directly from God. I don't look at it as, I love Jane, I don't look at it as Jane. It's coming from my Heavenly Father. And there's words I need to hear. Ethel, Peter, whoever else was sharing. I was on a work call, and I'm off now. That's the things that I'm picking up. And, as Lawrence was saying about Elijah, he had just, God had told him to slaughter 450 prophets. And he had made a prophecy also about what would happen to Ahab and Jezebel. And he gets afraid of her, flees, and goes underneath the tree and says, I want to die. And God brings him some angels to strengthen him, to feed him, and to say, he didn't, God didn't send the angels down there, hey, you idiot, you knucklehead. No, they lovingly fed him and strengthened him, and he got up and went on his way and was protected and went where he needed to go. I mean, so we all go through things like that. And sometimes you might not see, like I've got some things that I've prayed for and I'm saying what I desire. And I am not seeing them come to pass right now, but my Father is in the background working, you know, like, I don't know, like molding clay or putting things in places, because he never breaks anybody's free will. So all those things are being moved, you know, at that person's pace and my Father's pace. There's something I saw also about the power of prayer. And I was telling Lawrence on the one-on-one two things. One, where if you look at the power of prayer, there's a quote by the great guy in England, Mueller, who helped all the orphans and moved the word and never ask anybody for anything. He mentioned somewhere that the power of prayer had stopped the French Revolution from coming over to England, which we know that was a really bad thing. And then, and so many other things. I forget all the things that he mentioned, but the power of prayer. There were some people out in California that I'm not even sure they even believe in God. But they might believe in a different form maybe. But they did a study where they took about 7 to 10 people and they had all the 7 to 10 people pray for a city. And when those 7 to 10 people prayed for a city, that particular city, crime went down, police calls went down, fire calls went down. All kind of different things went down. As soon as they stopped praying, that went back up. So never neglect the power of prayer. It is huge. We also, in reference to the other believers that are out there, because God is at work with every single one of us. He knows all our hearts. He knows exactly where I'm at. He knows exactly where you are. Nobody's any better than anybody else. Remember, he's not a respecter of persons. So he's working with us to undo his good pleasure, to guide us, direct us. So he's always there for us. He'll never leave us. And these are things that in my life are huge for me. And just how he tenderly guides you and will give you information at the very right time that you need it. Not a day early, not a day late. It'll be right there. Now it's up to us to take that information and to move forward with it. And sometimes I miss that. but he's there again. And he'll correct me and direct me, and I'll have to, you know, set my course a different direction. But I'm all, as long as I, because I'm not a robot, he doesn't want robots, we have free will. So we free will set ourselves to be humble, meek, to do the things we know to do. And even in places where, like, look at the guy, Bishop Pillai, that a lot of us know. I think he was walking along one day, and the story is, if I got it right, a piece of torn up scripture hit his leg. He picked it up, read it. It's not like a Bible hit him in the head. It was just a little script, a couple verses. He read it, was interested. So we're to do the same thing, even though the wind blew it. I think God probably brought it to him. We're to plant the seed and cease from our works, you know, just, and let God, am I concerned about laborers? Absolutely. But am I going to obsess about them coming to me or being around me? No, because that's my Father's job. He's going to bring those people. They'll be hungry. They're going to come to Ethel's for sure. She might be 2 people or 3 people, but then it'll blow eventually. And the same thing here. We just keep moving. We keep moving. Sometimes the world are overcomers. Question. Jesus Christ has overcome all. Sometimes the world is suppressed with all the different things from the adversary, which, you know, we don't give any credit to. But having said that, you can see all the things that are going on. Well, now's the time it was always the time, but always speak the word. It's probably the most exciting time to be alive right now. I mean, with all the little things that you can literally see going on. I mean, you could just open the Bible and say, okay, this is where it's at, or it's close to this, or it's, you know, it's just amazing. So we got so much to be excited for. Me, like I said, the only time I've ever felt this joyous and happy was the night I spoke in tongues at the PFAL class back in 83. And when I drove home, I was like, had the steering wheel, but I wasn't sitting on the seat. That's what it felt like. That's how excited I was. So I've increased the speaking in tongues as much as I can. I've increased, tithing and abundant sharing, which I can't emphasize enough. Just even if it's $1, $3, just do something. Once you get started, because I was in robot mode, but once you get started, there's the key. Because God, you can never outgive God. Never. And that includes not just financially, when you reach out to people, you give things away, or you reach out in love, or you're tender to them, you're kind, encouraging words to them. So all that stuff God always sows. You, whatever you sow in life, you reap. You let people in parking spaces. You let people go ahead of you. You know, I know that I'm not doing it because, well, I'm not, I know that God's definitely going to bless me, but I'm not doing it for that reason. I'm doing it because it's in the Word. You can see it all over the Word, you know, from Genesis all the way to Revelation. It's whatever you sow is what you reap. And Kim was right, because it's straight from the Word. Our choice every day, actually every minute, is choose life or choose death. And it's bring those thoughts, I forget who said it, bring those thoughts captive. Now, do I do that every day? Absolutely not. I miss the mark. But it's okay. Our Heavenly Father's tender, loving, kind, gentle. But He wants you, once you do it, He wants you to wallow in it and to condemn yourself and to have negative talk. No, no, no. Pick yourself up and start saying the things that you are as a son of God. You know? So I I can't encourage you guys enough. Again, I don't think I've been this blessed and this happy. And I'm just doing those three things. Those three things that Ethel and Lawrence mentioned, you know. And you can see Jane, what a beautiful lady she is. And she's got such a heart for God. And you can tell that when she speaks, she's not speaking as Jane. The Spirit of God is, speaking through her, you know, with the Spirit of God. So, I mean, I listen.
You know, I mean, it's straight from God. You know, and of course our experiences are in there. But anyway, it's just a blessing to be here. And with the rest of the believers, we just got to continue to move the word, just love people, be where we're at, encourage them. I have someone that I send this link to, maybe once or twice a month. He's been on one time. And what holds us back? Again, God does not break our free will. What holds us back is pride. You know, and that's something where you get captured in, and you stay in. So that's why it's so important to be humble, meek, and someone else said it. Show me, teach me, correct me, guide me. I'm trying to ask that all the time, for my Heavenly Father for Him to correct me and guide me and direct me in those paths that I need to go. Because am I going in the right path? Ask all those things. Anyway, love you guys, and we'll see you next.
Wow, that was wonderful. Thank you, Ryan. Absolutely amazing sharing. And it's funny, something you mentioned in there about God, Bishop Casey Pillai and the scripture hitting his leg. It reminded me of something yesterday when I was at work. And I was taking a little short break, and I saw a load of ants on the ground by my feet, and one of them was carrying something. And I moved my bag, and it kind of jolted the ants, and I was trying not to harm the ants. And he dropped this thing, whatever it was, and next thing, this ant was going all over the place, thinking, oh my gosh, you know, you can almost picture it thinking, oh, what's happened? What's happened? Where's that thing gone? And he ended up in the crack in between two slabs, and a breeze came along and just blew that thing right in between, right in that crack where the ant was. And he picked it back up and walked back out of there. I thought, that's incredible. That is absolutely incredible. Just a silly, tiny, tiny little thing, like watching an ant lose something, and it comes back to him, let him know how he could get it back. Is exactly as you just described that scripture in Casey Price's leg, and how God can bring the laborers to us. So thanks for sharing that, because that just reminded me of that. And if God can do that for a tiny little ant, think what He can do for us. It's amazing, isn't it? So thanks for sharing that, Brian, and the rest of the sharing as well. Yeah, just really blessed me a lot.
Love you, Jason.
Love you too, bro. Thanks awfully. Peter, what's in your heart, brother?
Well, can you hear me?
Sorry, what did you say? No, I'm joking. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so I heard another version of that story that he just told about Bishop Casey Pillai. I heard it about 20 or so years ago. I heard that he got on a bus and that he sat down in the bus seat and there was a page torn out of the Bible, and it was Romans 10, 9, and 10. So that's the version I heard. I'm sure maybe they both happened. But I also heard that some kids at the ministry were trying to get him to have an unsound mind, and they lit a couple of firecrackers and threw him under his chair to try to get him rattled, and the firecrackers went off, and he just sat there, didn't move, didn't faze him one bit, because his mind was locked into whatever he was doing. So we don't have to be shaken by things of the world. That's what I took away from that. And as far as Zoom fellowships, the confirmation from Lawrence and just what me and Ethel have been talking about, is, you know, getting a Zoom fellowship and all that. Ethel, you remember, me and you pinky sweared. We have to do it now, because we pinky sweared that we're both going to do it. So, yeah, it's going to happen. So I've been looking into it. And I was talking to Ethel yesterday, and I was kind of on the computer and half talking to Ethel and half on the computer. And I came across some emails from 2015. I was going through a rough patch with with someone that I was really close to. And I read some of the emails and I was like, oh my God, I couldn't believe that I actually, that was my life back in 2015. Because, you know, you don't see God move a lot, you know, right off the bat sometimes. Sometimes it's right in your face and sometimes it's, you know, quick. But over time, I mean, you talk about major life-altering bucket loads of deliverance, just a huge deliverance, just a huge amount of deliverance over the period between 2015 and now 2024. I'm not even the same person that I was back then. And it's just so obvious now. Because now I'm focused on things of God. I want to move forward. I want to, you know, I want to push the envelope of what I can do or what I can see God do. Because like Lawrence says, you know, it's when you expect, when you trust, we don't work for God. God works for us. So we've had it kind of backwards. And so I want to see God move more. And I've already seen him move incredibly. I mean, just based on what I realized yesterday, God has just moved amazingly compared to what I was back then. I can't even say enough. God has protected me. He's kept me sane. He's brought me through so much. I can't even begin to describe the things that he's brought me through. But, that whole trust in him in every situation, whatever he puts on my heart to do, I'm all for that. You know, I that's something I need in my life. I need that one-on-one with him. I need that one-on-one with God. You know, I need that walking and talking with him because that's my creator. You know, that's my heavenly father. One-on-ones with ministers are great. One-on-ones with Lawrence is great, but Lawrence isn't God, you know. So, yeah, you want to have that, you want to have that fellowship with God too. And, so it's available for that. And also, you know, I see myself doing this Zoom thing. And like Ethel said, you know, maybe there's nobody there, but I think God is going to bring people to it. You know, I think people are going to come on and get really blessed. And I'm going to speak rhema words to them. I'm just going to, not going to think about what I'm going to say or what I'm going to talk about. I'm just going to let the Spirit of God move. And I think that's what's needed. So, and, you know, God is our sufficiency. And I peeked at the news the other day. And I don't watch the news at all. I mean, I could care less, you know, what CNN has to say or what MSNBC or whoever has to say. But they're all talking about there's going to be World War III. And I'm like, you know what? So what? If there's World War III, God will still be our sufficiency. No matter what happens in this world, we're not of this world, and God is our sufficiency and our protector. So you know, I don't want to be vulgar and say screw the news, but screw the news. I don't care. So, whatever happens, God's got us. God's going to take care of us. And so I'm looking forward to just walking and talking with him more than I do now and just seeing what he can do. And I just encourage everyone to do that. Get closer to God, man. Why not? But what do you got to lose, right? So God bless you guys. That's it for me.
Yeah, that's great, Peter. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Very encouraging sharing. Very inspiring.
What was that about World War III, Peter?
Oh, they're saying, oh, there's before the election, there's going to be World War III so that the Democrats can stay in power. And it's just a bunch of rubbish, you know. It's like, it's, you know, even if it was, not saying that there will be, but even if there was, God would still take care of us.
Yeah. You know, wars and rumors of wars.
They wouldn't have no one to take care of.
They wouldn't have anybody that, well, I'm going to stop right there because I probably am not going to say something that's profitable, but they wouldn't have anybody to take advantage of. So, yeah. but that's not who we are. We don't get involved in all that business. That's a bunch of rubbish.
Yeah.
It's just rumors.
When you start your fellowship, Peter, it sounds great.
As soon as I get my Zoom account going, which me and Ethel Pinky swore that we were going to do it this week.
Yeah, so there'll be your Zoom fellowship and then Ethel's Zoom fellowship as well.
Yeah, there's going to be two Zoom fellowships, not connected to this one. Three, with Van. Van might even start one, I think. I think he was talking about it.
Like I was sharing with Ethel, like, you don't want people, the old people like us or anything coming on there. You want to start fresh.
Right.
That's what Sangha encourages, you know, and like your fellowship and God will add to you. And even if it's just you, you can record on there. You can send me the share and I'll stick it up.
Sure.
So there you go.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're going to do potentially three fellowships in the wind about to be started. So God is moving for sure. So I know that it's been on my heart to do it, and I'm finally just like, okay, God, okay, I'll do it. Because he's been after me. You know, he doesn't put pressure on me, but I'll get the thought, you know, do a Zoom fellowship. You can do that, you know. He'll encourage me to do it. And I'm like, okay, I will. And then I go and I do stuff and I forget. But it's time I just bit the bullet and did it, you know?
Do you have two fellowships, this one and your own?
Yeah, exactly. And so Ethel.
Just begin, Peter. Just begin.
Me, Pinky swore. You too.
Just begin.
Yes, ma'am. I love Ethel. She's so encouraging. It's really great.
So are you.
So, yeah. God bless you guys.
God bless you too. And that's great. That's fantastic. I can't wait to hear the testimonies that roll in from there.
Yeah. I'll definitely be passing on testimonies. You know me, I love testimonies. Any testimony I can get a hold of, I mean, I don't care where it's from, India, Nepal, Bristol, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, it's encouraging to my believing, my faith, you know.
Same here, definitely.
So.
God bless you. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you.
So next, Frank. I'm going to go to Wiwipopo Land.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, buongiorno.
Buongiorno, bonjour.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Monsieur. Yes, God is good.
Hey, brother, God bless.
God bless you, thank you. Okay, thank you very much for each word pronounced by each one of you. It's encouraging and so a blessing, and God is really giving the vision, giving the steps to take, and I keep in mind having our own fellowship and have fresh ones. I mean someone new believers. And what was said also is that it's God's work, it's not our. And it is God that is going to bring laborers, because we want all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And we can be part, because God is inviting us to be part of what he is doing. And because we've got the Spirit in us, we are able, we are qualified. We are qualified without knowledge. But, you know, God is also giving us the word to speak and the knowledge that we need to have. You know, it's not that we focus on having knowledge, but we focus on the relation with God and the connecting where God wants us to be connected. And I remember before practicing honoring God, before practicing cheerful giving, I remember being ill. You know, I was healed, but I was healed again. And it was like a circle, you know, an evil circle, if I can say that, like that. And when I began to cheerful give my health went, you know, well, it was okay, it wasn't. And I also connected to where I had to connect, and it was God's work. It was not on my own. Like I can say it's really grace of the grace of God. And I remember the step when, you know, I was ministered to by Lawrence, and I'm thankful for his life and what I received, you know, because I used to pray God for healing, but it wasn't like that. We should. But now, you know, we are seated at the right hand of God, and we are really powerful, and we can command things to happen. And these things, when we speak about it, you know, to happen, they are not, they are in the invisible. We can't see them. We can touch them, you know, we can test it. But through our words, you know, and faith is here when we speak words, because the faith is activating the power of the words. And it's also the words that are inspired by God. And this right word at the right time, at the right situation, has a power. And we can also resurrect people from the dead, heal the sick, cast out devils. We are very powerful. Then I'm very thankful. I'm very blessed. And I'm expecting great things from God. He has a plan, and when it says plan, it has a timing, and it has a sign from God in a timing that God has prepared in advance for me or each one of us. And yes, a lot of words, encouraging words from each one of you. I'm very thankful to be part of. And to stay alert about what God asked for me, especially. And yes, I rely on God. Today was a day, you know, a blessing day. And tomorrow will be a better blessing also. And speaking in tongues, you know, and sometimes, you know, you just, you are tired, or you are doing what you are doing, you know. But where's the God, you know, again, coming back to speaking in tongues and focusing on God. And yes, it's a fight. It's a fight that has been won by God through Jesus Christ, and we can really be at ease and know that God is really taking care of us. And I was blessed also, Peter, when you spoke about the war, you know, and this War 3 that they are speaking about, you know, is like we can rely on God, you know, and, you know, we are really protected and really blessed, and we are no more in this world. We are in the city at the right hand of God in the heavenlies, and in the new kingdom, and in the economy of God, because we are practicing what we are practicing. And God is really, really, really good. And we are such privileged people, such loved people, and the love of God is really in us, and we are really showing God's love through our sharing, through our words, and God has pleasure in that. And I'm very thankful, and I also love you. I'm very thankful to know you and to have you as a brother and sister in Christ, and And Jane, you are very encouraging. God bless your heart. Yes, you are wonderful. And everyone, you know, everyone, you are wonderful. And we are, you know, such a team. We are the winning team, you know, and we are such wonderful. And I would like to speak more, but I will stop. But I am blessed, and we just continue, you know, in speaking in tongue, honoring God, connecting. And I didn't connect this week with Laurence, but I will do. And I am very thankful. Yes. Great things are going to happen with God, you know, with each one of us. And together, because we are, you know, also praying one another, one for another. And yes, such great things are prepared in advance by God to be manifested, and it will blow our heart, mind, and, you know, sight, because we've got such a tremendous God. Yes, expect big, and know that God is the Almighty God, the Omniscient, Omnipotent, Omnipresent, El Shaddai, and He has a holy in His hand, and He's really overseeing everything through Christ and the angels, faithful angels. And yes, God has prepared great works for us to manifest, and it will be smooth and light, and full of joy, and full of laughing and blessings. And I will stop right now, and I love you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Stefan. Love you too, brother. That's right, and we don't give up, we keep moving. Amen. So thank you very much for that encouraging sharing, brother. Next, I'd like to ask Shelley if you would share, please.
Hello. Nice to meet you all. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Bless you. It's just so good to be here with you guys. I sure do love you all, and just like Ethel and everybody has talked about our Airbnb in Florida, it was quite an adventure. Absolutely. God has really enlightened our vision and opened our hearts, heads and my heart so much to what He's called us to be, and it's to serve one another, to take care of the body of Christ, and to love each other and build each other up in Christ. It's been an amazing couple of weeks. I personally have been very challenged, and not afraid to be bold. You know, there's been some things that have come right up in my face, and I'm not afraid to be bold and to now personally cast out those devil spirits. They have no right to be in my life. They have no right to be around me. And being able to be bold and push them away so that they have nothing to do with my life. And I can continue to carry on with the vision that God has given us, as a family, to enlarge our vision, enlarge our traveling, just really walk out knowing as we put God first, there's just no stopping us. And, you know, y'all were talking about World War III and all this stuff. Well, I'll tell you what, my golly, our country is so well protected because they've got my son, but they also have a lot of other amazing, amazing saints. I mean, our country is so well taken care of where one stands, and these warriors, God's warriors are mighty. And so the fair tactics of the world are, excuse the expression, just a bunch of garbage, and they're under our feet. We can't even begin to let fear mongers motivate us or move us. And that fear mongering means also everything in our lives, like the financial part, we got home from Florida, and, you know, we had an escrow shortage, and we had this, and we had that. And Dad and I just sat down and looked at each other and was like, you know, let's just give more, you know, let's just abundantly share more and watch this work for us. And that is our stand now, is that we work together to bless God and let the world see, or let the people see who we are. We're not chasing you. If you want what we have, which we have an amazing life, come get it. We're very willing to share it with you. And we're out there in the world loving people and helping them day by day, moment by moment. But I'm no longer out there to change you. I can't do that for you. I can lead you into changing. You can come along with me and I'll teach you about speaking in tongues and about, you know, being with God. But the fear mongering has just got to go. I have a little lady that I walk with, and she's very religious and she's very scared of everything. So I didn't mean to do it, but I took her on a little hike the other day, and our hike went the opposite way, and she was really scared of heights. So I helped her get down from our walk, and, you know, I knew she was scared, so I helped her there. But on the drive home, I have driven this road 100 bazillion times. You know, I know what I'm doing. And she just got this horrible, she's like crawling over me, fear scared. And I said, stop being scared. Just stop it. The only thing you're producing is scared in the rest of us. I said, you know, scared's not going to get you anywhere. So, I've kind of got bold in my old age, and, not afraid to talk directly to these things. And as I walk out on this boldness, I just see how big God can really bless us. We all talked about wanting to travel. Well, this month is just, for us, it's been amazing. We went to Chicago, then down to Florida, and then next week, at the end of the month, we're going out to Norfolk to see our son. And this is just the beginning of our great travels, Ted's and mine together. It's been a great blessing to be able to serve with Ted as a couple, yet come together as individuals also. You know, we lean into God, and we lean into each other. But it's just been so awesome to see how we as a couple can show the world what it's all about. You know, we're not perfect. We still have our spits and spats and whatever, but we work really well together, like a well-oiled machine. And we lean into each other, but we lean into God. And it's just been an awesome opportunity to spend these past, oh, golly, I think it's 35 or 36 years with him. And because we made the committed decision with God that this relationship was going to be God first, you know, the center of it all. And through the fruition, it's been a beautiful thing. So life is really a special treat. I mean, this morning, my walk in the ones that saw it, just looking at the flowers that grow just out of the dirt, you know, see, I tried planting my flowers all died, but the flowers God had grown, and it just hearing the birds chirp and the water flow and knowing, you know, that he takes care of these little flowers and these little ants and these beautiful animals out in the forest. How much more, seriously, how much more does he take care of us? And it's just such a beautiful thing to walk out on that and really, really see it in your lifestyle. Because I know the world is a really, really hard place. And it can be very dark, but when we walk into it, we are the lights that shine in that darkness. And we don't have to do anything. We just walk in and turn on the switch. So I'm very excited to, see what's next for all of us. There's times that we think nothing is moving along, yet then we turn around and look at how things have really come along. And I've been listening to some of your really old teachings on Blueberry, and it's just fantastic. I mean, years and years ago, 2018, and listening to our teachings, our sharings, even back then, the momentum is just growing and growing and growing. And I am so grateful to be a part of this amazing fellowship, you guys. It's so freeing and yet so comforting to know that we are a family and we have each other. Just thank you guys. Thank every one of you so much. And I love you dearly, and I will do more on Sunday, and we'll share a little bit more with Ted on Sunday also. So I just am going to thank you and let you guys go and tell you how much I love you. So have a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Shelley.
Love you too, Shelley. Wonderful, Sharon, darling, and you two are formidable, and God's working in you. And, yeah, we're not worried about the things in the world, you know, because God is with us, and our faith is completely on him, and he takes care of everything. And it's great that, you know, God has worked these desires in everyone's heart from the time there in USA. I just want to thank Jason for leading the meeting. I just wanted to finish it off. Just to remind again, there's the International Leaders Meeting, 4 p.m. this Sunday. I'll send the links out tomorrow or Saturday. Looking forward to hearing everyone's desires, vision, goals, and what God's working in your heart. I'm glad that the individuals are starting their own Zoom fellowship fresh. You know, like, again, like I said, when we start, even if it's just on our own, it's fine. You know, because we need to begin. And then God will just start arranging. And he'll do it quickly too, because, like, that's his desire. So when we just follow those simple little things, then, you know, we see the blessings of God. And I, you know, from just being, listening to the encouragement I get from my minister, I just been blessed left, right, and centre. And then I endeavour to share, as God works it in me, what I've learned and what I'm learning and my walk with God with others. And that's how simple this is, you know, a desire for God, a desire to see people come from darkness to light, to see God's word move all over the world, you know, the vision being enlarged, and he's really enlarging things. And just taking each step with God, it builds faith, it generates faith. When it's of God, it will generate faith and excitement, because that's what God wants. He's working with our faith, you know. I don't know if, I think Bambi may be driving or she may be able to share, but I'll ask you, and I'll carry on chatting. If you can, just unmute and share if you're able to. If not, we love you.
Am I muted? Can you hear me?
We can hear you, darling.
You can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you lovely.
I am driving on a turnpike. Hi, everybody. I can't see your faces or your little Zoom screen boxes, but I'm here. So, yeah, so glad you called on me, and I'm so glad I was able to unmute. I am driving home from work, so it's 6:18 Eastern Standard Time. You all were all recently on the East Coast, so sun's still up, and it's really hot. And I'm going home. I still have another hour drive, but the new job is really, really good. And I won't go along, but I'll just share really quick what I shared with you, Lord, the other day, that what Tony and I had happened. It was just this great miracle. It was so wonderful, and I know I'm going to be blessed to hear it. Tony went on, I think it was Saturday, to go fix someone's car. So he was working on someone's car, and I had to go to the grocery store. So he went one direction, I went the other, and on the way to the grocery store, saw a yard sale and thought, oh, a yard sale. Okay, I'll just pop over really quick. And I started looking around, and when I was looking around, someone said to me, yeah, everything in the house is for sale as well, and everything in the garage is actually an estate sale. Someone had passed away, and their family was trying to sell everything. So I went into the garage, and there were all these tools. Well, I had no idea what was happening on the other side of town where Tony was, but Tony was working with this guy who was a friend of his, who is very religious, but is not a Christian. It's really hard to explain. He gets really, it's spiritual. He gets really upset if you say the name of Jesus Christ, but he professes to be a Catholic, but he prays to specific saints. And so Tony has just really witnessed him several times and talked about the greatness of God. And, you know, he said the guy always gets really irritated whenever he says the name of Jesus Christ. And so anyway, he was over at this guy's house fixing someone's car when the tool he was using broke. I don't know the specifics of the particular tool, but it broke, and he had to go buy another one. So he said to his friend, I'm going to go to the store and get a tool. I'll be right back. Well, at that same time, I called Tony and said, look, I'm at this place. and I sent him some images. I said, they're trying to sell everything. I know that he has been wanting to build up his tool collection because he, you know, he's a mechanic and an electrician, and he had to leave all of his tools in Nicaragua, and also tools are heavy and really not the kind of thing you can relocate from one country to the other without a lot of expense, probably more value than the tools themselves. So he said, okay, where are you? And he ended up driving up to where I was, and the person who had originally had the tools was apparently an airplane mechanic, and they had a tool chest that was it was very, very tall. It was very professional. I want to say it was two levels, had lots of drawers, but it was not just like a tool kit. It was an incredible standing up, as Ted probably knows what I'm talking about, and it was full of tools, thousands and thousands of dollars worth of tools. And we asked the people how much they wanted for it, and I think it was $180. They sold us that with all the tools, plus a lot of other tools that Tony got. We got a lot of things that he really wanted, and a couple small items that had really been on my heart. So God really just overly and abundantly blessed us. But what was really great was it took two guys to get that tool chest with all the tools loaded in the back of Tony's pickup truck. And then he drove back over to his friend's house. And his friend, he said his eyes were just really wide. My gosh, I thought you were going to go get one tool, not a whole tool chest. And Tony said, let me show you how great my God is. Not only did I just get blessed with all of these tools for a very small amount of money, but he opened up the tool drawer and he goes, look, this is exactly the tool that I needed. He said the guy's eyes were just wide as saucers. He goes, my, your faith is incredible. And Tony was just like, no, my God is incredible. So it just really blessed me so much. We had such a great day, and God has just blessed us so much in so many ways. And I love my new job. And in fact, I talked to Lord this morning and shared that even though I have to do 2 hours each way, so 4 hours every day I'm driving, this job is so much better than the other job where I only had a 15-minute commute. So I'll take the four-hour drive over the 30-minute drive daily just to be working in this different atmosphere. But, you know, God's growing me, and I love hearing what I got to hear from the rest of you. And I'll listen to the sharing, and I look forward to the leaders' meeting this Sunday. And so that's what I have.
That's awesome, Bambi, and I'm blessed that you got that two-hour drive because I get to speak to you now on the phone on the one-on-ones.
Yeah, I'll be calling a lot more one-on-ones.
Yeah, so I benefit from your long drive.
Lawrence, can you mute me? Because I don't know how to mute myself when I'm driving.
I'll mute you. Okay, bless you, Bambi. Thanks for sharing. So that's really great. So God is really at work, and I'm just so blessed how he's working in each individual, directing us to him. And that's what we do. You know, we direct people to God, even though we might connect, which is important. The connections are important. The one-on-ones are important. But again, it's your walk with God, and we just encourage people to look to God, go to God, pray to God, follow the encouragement for your blessing and your benefit, because that's what it's for. It's for your blessing and benefit. It's not for mine. The benefit I get is that I see you grow, and I've helped someone to walk more closely with God, just like my minister has done for me and my family, and then we just see the word spread like this. Wildfire. I mean, it's going to take off. It's taken off already. And I'm so blessed with everyone and people's wonderful hearts and faithfulness. We've all got different situations, but guys, we're all moving with God. And that's the most important thing. And we love one another and we care about each other. Everyone that connects with me and the people that come on here, I pray for, you know, every day, every night, even after this Zoom fellowship, my prayers, I'll be in my prayer closet. Before I go, way after this, I'll be praying. And then in the morning, I do the same, not repetition, but like just as God inspires me to pray for individuals. And so as we do that, like God's well blessed and he can go to work very swiftly with these things. And he wants us to be benefited on every level. We just got to pay attention to the encouragement. You know, that's it. Pay attention to the words, catch what God is saying through everyone, and also through your connection, through the one-on-ones. And if we just execute it like that, exactly, you know, if we look at it like a job, like you have a CEO, you have managers and supervisors type of thing. And when everyone does their job, the whole business runs and it prospers, and we're in the father's business. We're about the father's business, you know. Sakina had to go because she had more calls to take, but I believe she'll be joining us on the international leaders meeting. And Marie Carroll sends her love. She's had a few things happen at her end, and she said keep her in your prayers, but she's blessed, her heart's blessed, her mind's blessed, so she's doing good. And pray for what's her bloke's name again?
Winston,
that's it. Pray for Winston. Yeah, he needs some prayer as well. But they're doing great other than that. And so she sends her love. So just let's keep praying for one another. Let's keep believing for one another, encouraging one another, excite one another on to love and to good works. So I think what we'll do, it's been a short fellowship tonight, even though we started at 7 o'clock, I think we should have manifestations. So I would like to get Mary Long to begin. So speak in tongues or interpret, Mary, or prophesy whatever's in your heart, love.
All right. Do not look behind you. Keep your eyes focused ahead, because my word is a future reality, and it's in the here and now as well. I'm the creator of the heavens and the earth, your loving Heavenly Father, and there's nothing I won't do for you. I love you very dearly, and I have directed you to go in the way of my word so that you can be blessed as well as bless others, because the harvest truly is plenteous, and you're very valuable to me, people, because you really are laborers.
Amen. We really are laborers, and we're valuable. Shelley, would you like to manifest, either speak in tongues, interpret, or bring forth a word of prophecy?
Absolutely. I think we should not take that for my shit, the bucket. I should be more contented and not the shit. My precious little children, no, I have called you from the foundations of the very earth. I know you from the very beginning. Do not be afraid to walk out in the darkness. Look forward to the next great challenges, and I will be there with you.
Amen. And Jane Casanova, would you like to manifest, either speak in tongues, interpret, or bring forth a word of prophecy?
Okay. Galiai alamas, kilana manaster kasi, siota kasai, alalasa akaso. My little ones, I am truly your father, and I have you in my heart and on my hands. You are ever before me, my children. I have not left you alone. So keep my word on your mind, my children, and I will guide you in every situation.
Amen to that. And Pam Patterson, would you like to close out with a word of prayer, brother?
Yes, Father God, thank you so much for those words of encouragement and exhortation in our lives to build us up. I thank you for just how you bless us and you watch over us, how you've known us forever. How you've made us and how you know how we're made. And I just thank you for our hearts being for you, that you continue to guide us and direct us. Watch over everybody that's on here, Father. I thank you for that we can be humble and meek to you and receive instruction and direction and guidance. I thank you for our ministers, everybody we connect to one-on-one, and that you just encourage us with the words we heard tonight and we've been hearing. And that we can manifest, I desire to manifest that more joy, more love, more light, and show me and guide me and teach all of us and correct all of us where we're wrong. I know I'm wrong in many areas. I got opinions all over the place. I need to shut up. So I just thank you for how you're a wonderful Father, and you can guide me and direct me and direct all of us into your continuous walk as our brother, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, will walk on this earth and bring people to our face and bring people to us so we can minister to them and love them, not to get them into fellowship. If they want to come, fine. If they don't, don't. But for healing, for whatever their needs are, you're there to meet their needs, and we're here to bless them, and we just give like you give. We're imitators of you, Father, and I thank you for all that in the name of Christ Jesus.
Amen. I love how you pray, Sam. Great heart, brother. And wonderful manifestations, wonderful sharings. God is working in everyone. So, like, everything is flourishing and growing, and labors are coming. They're here. They're knocking on the door. Now we can receive them. So I love you guys. Have a fantastic rest of your day. Tomorrow and weekend coming. Looking forward to seeing you on the leaders meeting.